News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Federal investigators are pleading with the public for patience as they work to pinpoint the cause of Wednesday night's deadly mid-air collision near Reagan National Airport.
We don't know what we know just yet. We do not know enough facts to be able to rule in or out human factor, mechanical factors. That is part of the NTSB investigative process.
National Transportation Safety Board member Todd Inman says the plane's black boxes are being examined. Some victims' bodies have yet to be recovered. President Trump has signed an executive order directing the FAA to scrap any DEI hiring policies it might have in place.
We want the most competent people. We don't care what race they are.
The president's Department of Government Efficiency says it's already saving American taxpayers roughly $1 billion a day and is looking to do even better.
This week, Doge shared some examples of its cost-cutting decisions. It revealed the termination of three leases of nearly empty office spaces, as well as the cancellation of certain DEI contracts. But on Thursday, Doge released more updates. The report declared that in 10 days, Doge has already saved the U.S. $34 billion. On social media site X, the department called it a good start, but said the number needed to increase to over $3 billion a day.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. A federal law barring those under 21 from buying handguns from a licensed firearms dealer has been struck down by a federal appeals court. A three-judge panel of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans says that law violates the Second Amendment. The ruling sends a case back to a lower court judge who had upheld the law. The FDA has approved the first new kind of pain medication in a couple of decades. Journavex, an alternative to opioids, which pose a serious risk of addiction. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures are up 156 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 163, and the S&P futures 27 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV, or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
Good morning, everybody. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM TGIF. It is Friday morning. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
Some rain is arriving in the area, mostly south and west right now, but they're getting some rain towards the district and also on the eastern shore. And looks like it might be trying to move up towards the Annapolis area. So we're going to watch for that. Some areas of the Beltway, I think, are already getting some rain as well. We just cleared, that being the state police, just cleared debris from eastbound I-70 at Route 32. That is now on the shoulder and the lanes are open. Both the tunnels right now with the lanes clear, building traffic southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Big changes over the weekend, starting with the rain today. It'll be with us off and on through the day. 53, then cooler, drier weather over the weekend. 46 Saturday, 44 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Bel Air has 37 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it's 42. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott says Baltimore stands with D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser and the entire Delaware, Maryland, Virginia community following Wednesday night's deadly mid-air collision near Reagan National Airport. The Howard County Board of Education has voted to prohibit the use of cell phones during the school day for all students. Under the new rules, elementary, middle, and high school students must silence their phones and put them away from the first bell until the last bell. Students will be able to wear smartwatches, but they can only be used to check the time. The new cell phone rules will take effect on March 3rd. Multiple agencies will join forces today to begin pulling wreckage from Wednesday's plane crash from the bottom of the Potomac. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the Navy, Coast Guard, and the NTSB will be working together to begin removing the debris. And a Baltimore judge has sentenced Joseph White III to 40 years in prison for pushing a man onto the subway tracks at the Shot Tower station in 2023. Christopher Foster died after he fell onto the tracks and was electrocuted when he hit the third rail. It's 6:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pick 3 lottery number from last night, 331. Your pick 4, 0252. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the Baltimore Banner dropping a bombshell report yesterday that 6 massage therapists in the Baltimore area have accused Ravens kicker Justin Tucker of inappropriate sexual behavior. The allegations reportedly occurred between 2012 and 2016. That would be the first 5 years that Tucker was in the league. Tucker released a statement vehemently denying the accuracy of the Banner's reporting, calling it desperate tabloid fodder. Tucker could be subject to discipline under the NFL's conduct policy. The Ravens releasing a statement saying they take any allegations of this type of conduct very seriously. On the ice last night, Ovi inches closer to the record.
Protas back on top for Ovechkin. Alex waits, then fires. He scores! Ovechkin from deep provides that one shot in the arm.
Joe B with the call on monumental. Ovi's goal got the Caps within one, and it was the 876th of his career, but the Caps fall to the Senators in overtime, 5-4 the final. Ovi now just 19 away from the great one. Coming up at 6:35, how might the NFL handle the Justin Tucker allegations? And that is Stein on Sports.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the largest scale model train show in the Mid-Atlantic, with more than 700 tables of trains and train-related items. And this weekend only, we're offering locomotive repairs and conversions to DCC exclusively at the Great Scale Model Train Show. Special family prices, free parking, and kids under 16 are free. Let's go to the train show.
To Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. It, of course, the right choice for Maryland. It's a Friday, Jan 31. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Welcome to the program. Top stories coming up in this hour.
More pushback on Senate Bill 292, making it more difficult for police to pull over folks for traffic stops. Cash gets grilled on the Hill, but handled himself pretty good. But a top story here today is the FAA has now come under fire for DEI policies, which may have contributed to the crash at Reagan National.
I put safety first. Obama, Biden, and the Democrats put policy first. And they put politics at a level that nobody's ever seen, because this was the lowest level.
And what is President Trump talking about? Well, critics have warned that the Obama and Biden regimes had jeopardized safety by prioritizing diversity, equity, and inclusion at the FAA. I distinctly remember the former chief at the FAA, because there's a new acting FAA chief now, Chris Richelieu, who has spent 20 years in the agency. The guy was at his confirmation hearing in the Senate last year, or year before, whatever it was. He didn't know anything about aviation. He had no knowledge at all about what went down at airports or what had, and it just, to me, at that point, it kind of really, I said, I was scratching my head. I said, what in God's name are we doing here?
Yeah.
And so I'm not saying it's his fault, but I'm saying this is the kinds of policies that are being criticized. Trump has said that the DEI-focused hiring practices could have contributed to the crash, even while, of course, he remains under investigation. Now, last year, 11 Republican attorneys general wrote to the FAA administrator, Michael Whitaker, to question the hiring practices and priorities. And Trump says, look, all we want is, he doesn't care about the skin color, the gender, doesn't matter. He just wants the most competent.
We want the most competent people. We don't care what race they are. We want the most competent people, especially in those positions. And, you're talking about extremely complex things. And if they don't have a great brain, a great power of the brain, they're not going to be very good at what they do, and bad things will happen.
Yeah, and diversity goals that the FAA ramped up during the Obama administration were largely dropped under Trump's first term and then reinstated under Chairman Joe.
I do, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And obviously, that was something that should not have happened. And we're not going to let it happen again.
So the AP is reporting, Bruce, that there was one ATC air traffic controller doing the work of two air traffic controllers. So staffing was an issue. Now, I don't know whether somebody called out sick or whether
they were down by a third.
Yeah.
The reports I have is they, in that tower, they were down by a third as to what the compliment they should have had. And when the president says that DEI may have something to do with the situation, what he's referring to specifically is if you shut down 36 flight training schools, which Obama did in 2013, and then you say because they were too white, and you make the priority of getting people into programs only based on race, and you have to be a female, you have to be a minority, then you can't fill the slots satisfactorily with people who are qualified to do the job. So the air traffic controllers are light on personnel.
Yeah, and by the way, I heard Tammy Duckworth, Senator Duckworth, who, by the way, was a Black Hawk helicopter pilot, criticizing Trump for calling the military DEI. He's not referring to the military when he's talking about DEI. He's referring about the Federal Aviation Administration. And United Airlines CEO is saying, please, President Trump, you have to hire more air traffic controllers. You know, this area that we live in, you got Dulles, you got Reagan National, you got BWI, plus you have Air Force bases, and you have all these forts, and it is a very, very busy airspace. Plus, we have a restricted airspace because of the White House after 9/11. Yep. We need more air traffic controllers. All right, more on the DEI. We'll hear from Steve Miller and Vice President Vance in just a second.
6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking at the live shot here, Fort McHenry Tunnel, and also 895 right next door. Lanes are open most of the traffic again early in the morning, southbound through the area, and all the lanes are clear. Doesn't look like so far there's been any rain there, so that situation is in good shape. There was a minor wreck, and I think it might still be there, the inner loop ramp that would take you to Pulaski Highway and over towards Golden Ring Road right there at the old Golden Ring Mall area. So the inner loop ramp right there at Route 40 West, you could still see a trooper in that area. A vehicle has spun out at that ramp. JFX is still clear, and even the West Side Beltway at this point, not too bad, but filling in, of course, anywhere around I-70 on the west side outer loop. And just looking at that camera so far, the pace is still good from there down through the ramps at Route 40. I want to give you a heads up, starting on Sunday, construction on the outer loop begins around 7:95 at 4 p.m. State Highway says they're going to be working in that area till 1 p.m. on Monday. So Monday morning's rush hour could be a pain. We'll let you know. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I just want to make sure, you know, people do not associate with Chuck with pain, because that, you know, that's not right, you know. But the driving could be painful.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Exactly.
It's my fault.
Exactly.
It's clearly his fault.
Yeah. Weather Channel forecast: rain on and off throughout the day today. 53 for the high. Rain moves out later this evening. Tomorrow, sunny, dry, and 46. Right now, 41 and cloudy in Annapolis. 42 in the city. Time for some one-liner news. Subway has unveiled their new footlong Oreo cookie. The great news about this is that you don't need to be close to the glass of milk to dunk it.
That's right.
You can go from across the room.
Right across the room, right?
Yeah. It could be one of those Michael Jordan slam dunks from the foul line.
Now, is it the same thickness, you think, or is it, you know, whatever?
No, it's a huge cookie.
Wow.
Lady Gaga's wax figure at Madame Tussauds in London is so realistic, it's being called the best one yet.
Hmm.
Yeah. Mm. So, and people are flocking to see it, apparently, more so than her Joker sequel,
which
was a bomb. Jason Kelce, former Philadelphia Eagle and brother of Kansas City Chief Travis Kelce, says he can't pick sides in the upcoming Super Bowl. Said it's difficult to choose one team over the other, unlike the NFL referees.
Yes, right. They already made their choice.
Asteroid samples collected by NASA suggest the building blocks of life on Earth could have come from other planets. In other words, we could all be aliens.
Yeah.
That would certainly explain Whoopi Goldberg. Netflix creating a reboot of Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah.
They're going to rename it The Real Housewives of Walnut Grove.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. Billy Crystal, Meg Ryan, have you seen this? They're
it's a funny commercial.
They're recreating their famous deli scene in When Harry Met Sally in the Super Bowl commercial for Hellman's Mayonnaise. And that's, of course, where she fakes
an orgasm.
An orgasm,
you
yes.
You can say that word out loud.
You can.
Yeah.
I know. You did very easily.
Yeah.
With a smile on your face, I might add.
I'm not even going to comment.
I know. I know. It's
making me sick already.
Right there.
Does Hellman's realize that the implication here is Meg might be faking how much she loves their mayo?
True.
There's always another angle to this. Revolutionary new blood test for colon cancer. This is great news. Could mean the end of colonoscopies.
Wow.
That would also mean the end of colonoscopy prep. Say goodbye to the Miralax, folks. That stuff is nasty.
Could be the rear end.
That's right.
Colonoscopies.
A Welsh woman named Rhiannon Evans convicted of taking fart selfies and sending them to her boyfriend's ex. The woman would hold her camera near her bottom and break wind, then send the videos via WhatsApp to her rival in love.
Wow.
Kind of miss half the fun there, folks.
And they thought the cows were causing all this problem.
Exactly.
That's hilarious.
Very sad story here this morning. And this is kind of an odd, bizarre timing, because we had 14 members of the U.S. Figure Skating Association perish in the crash at Reagan National. Dick Button has passed away.
Oh, no kidding. Wow, that's ironic.
Yeah. At the age of 95, he died yesterday in North Salem, New York.
Wow.
He won an Emmy for his enthusiastic, sometimes acerbic analysis on Sportscast before he made history as a two-time...
Wait, we can't have that on the same broadcast here, this break.
Right, two-time...
Acerbic?
Yeah, acerbic. He had a little bite to him, Dick Button.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. That's how he got in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. So, but that at 95, God.
He was nibbling on Chuck.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't. I promise.
I can't say anything more, but there will be many people nibbling on Chuck coming this summer. So that's all I can say right now.
Oh.
But there is something a bigger coming.
Something a bigger coming.
Yeah, something bigger coming.
Can he actually get into an Uber, or is it not that big?
No, not that big. Right. We might need a flat top to transport.
That's nice. That's where you pick me up. I'll put the throne on the back of the flat top.
What's that woman's name? Man, the story I'm talking about, right? The rap singer female.
Oh, yeah. What's DeMoss?
Something?
Yeah, Dank DeMoss.
How she physically gets through the door into the back seat of an Uber or anything
else. She's suing.
I know.
Yeah, she's suing now.
Well, you know, you might consider just pushing away from the table every once in a while.
Yeah, basically she ordered a Lyft rideshare.
Yeah.
A guy shows up in, I don't know, it was a very small sedan, and he just says to her, you're going to... We're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah.
Okay. And she
we're going to need some Crisco.
She got offended, and now she's suing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just butter her up. She'll get in.
Maybe. I just think it's a publicity stunt. I think. Because sure, has anyone ever heard of Dank DeMoss before now?
No.
Yeah.
So nor shall they when her 15 minutes is up.
Exactly.
If I had Dank the Elliot.
Very good.
The old Bruce, pounds and pounds ago.
That's right. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate good. That. It is 620 more on the FAA. Trump is getting hammered by the left and some of the media over his criticism of DEI. Well, we have the facts and the stats to back it up here in just a second. I want to talk about Tim Kyle Electric, HVAC. Of course, they started off just doing electrical service, dedication, of course, commitment to service, and they do a great job. They've done some wiring in my home. And of course, then they branched out into HVAC. And that means that if you're having some issues with your heating now during the winter times, you want to make sure that it's working, A, B, and it's working efficiently so that you can heat your home properly without costing an arm and a leg. Then you want to call Tim Kyle. They'll come out and take a look at your forced air or your heat pump or whatever the case may be. Make sure it's operating properly and efficiently. And don't forget, spring will be just around the corner in a couple months. And as we head into the warmer months, you got to get that AC serviced as well. So Tim Kyle, give him a call for all your HVAC service maintenance needs and your electrical work at 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, and online, timkylecompany.com.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
The Great Scale Model Train Show this weekend at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The biggest model train show in the Mid-Atlantic with fun for the entire family. Door prizes, acres of operating model train layouts, and special sale prices. Let's go to the train show.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. Join Gil Kuda every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 for On the Money. Gil will take your calls on how to live a worry-free retirement with a rebroadcast Saturday mornings from 11 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, a new FAA report out, by the way. A concerning info about the control tower staffing at Reagan on the day of the crash. Some concerning information is now emerging about the air traffic control staffing situation at National. Wednesday, the tragic collision between the Army Black Hawk helicopter and a commercial jet. The legacy media's vile attempts to place the blame on the airplane helicopter crash at Donald Trump's feet within minutes, by the way. And now it turns out that the NTSB chairwoman is clapping back at the media, saying, wait a minute, and that the staffing at the air traffic control tower at Reagan was not normal for the line of day, for the time of day, or the volume of traffic. So this is a new report from the FAA.
Yeah, Washington Compost is reporting that there have been repeated near misses and incidents like this one.
Over and over again,
including a latest flight from Connecticut. And a passenger flight was forced to abort a landing at Reagan National due to a helicopter crossing flight path one day before what happened yesterday.
6:23 right now at Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Still some rain south and east of the area, but that's where it's staying for right now. So it looks like some areas on the Beltway may have had a little shower, but no big deal right now. We're still okay between 795 and Route 40 West. The Parkville side looks good. The inner loop at Green Spring, JFX, good right now from Ruxton Road all the way through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In WCBM Weather Channel forecast, it's going to be rainy today, on and off throughout the day, 53. Rain moves out tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, dry, and cooler, 46. Sunday, a high of about 44. Right now, 41 in cloudy in Owings Mills, 39 in Bel Air. Stephen Miller, the Deputy Chief of Staff at the White House, also going after the mission of DEI at the FAA.
The Federal Aviation Administration and Air Traffic Control under Joe Biden have been dedicated to a mission not of public safety, not of safe aviation, but of diversity, equity, and inclusion.
And the executive order that was signed yesterday is now going to look at all of these previous hires.
He's not only installing the highest standards possible, but the order President Trump issued today tells the Secretary of Transportation to review every hiring decision at the FAA over the last 4 years. And where someone was not hired based on merit, qualification, or competence, then that person needs to be replaced.
Let's review the facts, shall we? The Biden-era FAA website, now scrubbed, said, quote, the FAA's mission involves securing the skies of a diverse nation. It only makes sense that the workforce responsible for that mission reflects the nation. End of quote. In 2022, the FAA pledged to, quote, diversify its workforce by rethinking its hiring practices. End of quote. The 2022 performance target required that the FAA, quote, host a national symposium with internal and external stakeholders to socialize efforts on the use of gender-neutral language at FAA. The only language you should be concerned about is, look out! There's a chopper in your path.
Yeah.
FAA declared 2023 a year of inclusion, held a three-day symposium that trained FAA employees to understand the impact of DEI and accessibility to overcome and unmask unconscious bias. The FAA's focus on diversity began under the Obama administration. In 2013, they started using a biographical assessment to increase the hiring of preferred minority racial groups at ATCs. The assessment asked applicants about their participation in school sports and the age at which they started earning money. More than 3,000 rejected applicants filed a lawsuit claiming discrimination. The FAA dropped the biographical assessment in 2018, and get this, as late as last year, the FAA was recruiting those with targeted, quote, disabilities, including hearing, vision, missing extremities, partial paralysis, complete paralysis, epilepsy, severe intellectual disability, psychiatric disability, and dwarfism, end of quote.
To be air traffic controllers?
Yes.
Okay, that's just bizarre. I mean, that's just bizarre.
I mean, especially the intellectual and psychiatric disabilities and epilepsy, and it doesn't make any sense. Do you know how stressful it is? And again, I know air traffic controllers. I've had some of my family. And it's very difficult on these individuals. Their marriages are always... You know, there's a lot of stress. They're at risk. Their personal health is at risk. Because every day you're dealing with life and death decisions.
Over and over and over and over and over again.
All day. During your shift. All day. The training that is required to become an air traffic controller is just, it is stressful. We need more, not less. But hear what they've done. The Obama-Biden regimes, they have completely put diversity over safety. Here's Vice President Vance.
We want to hire the best people because we want the best people at air traffic control, and we want to make sure we have enough people at air traffic control who are actually competent to do the job.
I think I should look at work hours as well. This is the kind of job where, look, if you're a surgeon doing brain surgery, I don't think that you work for you know, every single day, day in, day out, for a stressful job for, you know, 9-10 hours a day. I think they have to look at how many hours are involved, and they have to staff up, and which means they have to stop saying, all right, we need to have a diversity hire. Yeah. What they need is to reopen the schools that shut down under Obama.
Look, I get bodies in there. Yeah, I don't know. We're waiting on what the actual cause of the crash was, but clearly DEI policies contribute, and they are now proving to be deadly. 6:29, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Say, do you think you have a hearing loss just beginning to happen? Perhaps you've noticed this in your spouse or your mom, your dad, maybe your sister or brother, whatever the case might be, and no matter what age it happens. Imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp or your favorite song or conversations with old friends? You know, losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a satisfaction guarantee, 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call 410-944-3100. Online, you'll find them at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
Up next, Cash get grilled on the Hill, but holds his own. We have the highlights, 6:30 time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Multiple agencies will join forces today to begin pulling wreckage from Wednesday's plane crash from the bottom of the Potomac. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the Navy, Coast Guard, and the NTSB will all be working together to begin removing the debris. About 40 bodies so far have been recovered from the waters. Officials believe they'll find more when the wreckage is removed from the river. Baltimore judge has sentenced Joseph White III to 40 years in prison for pushing a man onto the subway tracks at the Shot Tower station. And in 2023, Christopher Foster died after he fell onto the tracks and was electrocuted when he hit the third rail. White was arrested in Queens, New York, extradited to Baltimore. Subway incident was caught on surveillance video showing White pushing Foster two times. Hearing is scheduled to take place today to determine if there will be a change of venue in the trial of a man accused of murdering a Harford County mom of five on a Bel Air walking trail. Attorneys for suspect Victor Martinez Hernandez say their client cannot get a fair trial in Harford County, and they're asking that it be moved to a different jurisdiction. The 24-year-old native of El Salvador, an illegal alien in this country, faces charges of first and second degree murder and rape. Authorities say Martinez Hernandez entered the U.S. illegally, and his DNA was linked to the assault of a child and her mom in Los Angeles. Coming up at 6:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM. WCVM traffic and weather on the threes is next.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here for 2 days only, this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds. It's the largest scale model train show in the Mid-Atlantic with more than 700 tables of trains and train-related items. And this weekend, for the first time ever, we're offering locomotive repairs and conversions to DCC exclusively at the Great Scale Model Train Show. Special family prices, acres of free parking, and kids under 16 are free with an adult, so don't miss it. You've never seen anything like the Great Scale Model Train Show. Call 301-221-7996 for more information or visit us online at gsmts.com. The largest scale model train show in the Mid-Atlantic is here, and it's here for 2 days only, this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium State Fairgrounds. Let's go to the train show.
A lot of numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 331. Your pick 4 was 0252. And now coming up on 6:33, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
A bridge this time westbound from Stevensville. Lanes are open. All three lanes getting the green arrow right now. So we're good over to Sandy Point and over towards Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and then towards I-97. There's some rain kind of getting into that area, so it might be a little bit damp for the traffic out there early. There's been some rain kind of south and east of the area. That minor wreck that was on the interloop at Pulaski Highway at that ramp, that's been cleared. Rest of the beltway continues to fill in. So far, no issues. We picked up a little more traffic now, and we're busy southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Big changes over the weekend, starting with the rain today. It'll be with us off and on through the day. 53, then cooler, drier weather over the weekend. 46 Saturday, 44 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
My Lowe's Rewards Week deals for members only are up for grabs. Get up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items. Join for free today. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Fallout now from the accusations against Ravens kicker Justin Tucker. The Baltimore Banner reporting that six massage therapists in the Baltimore area have accused the Ravens kicker of inappropriate sexual behavior. The allegations reportedly occurred between 2012 and 2016, the first 5 years that Tucker was in the league. Despite the claims, none of the women filed formal complaints with law enforcement, and legal experts cited by the Baltimore Banner say that the statute of limitations has expired, meaning Tucker cannot face criminal charges. Tucker's attorney dismissed the allegations as utterly baseless and, quote, impossible to prove. In terms of the league, the NFL has the power to discipline players under its personal conduct policy. Notably, they've done that, suspending Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson for 11 games and fined him $5 million after 24 women accused him of sexual misconduct during massage therapy sessions. With no criminal case possible here, it remains to be seen whether the NFL will take disciplinary action against Justin Tucker. Baseball news, Max Scherzer has finally landed, and it's in the AL East. The 40-year-old Scherzer, a surefire Hall of Famer, signs a one-year $15.5 million deal with the Blue Jays. He made just nine starts for the Rangers last year following back surgery. To the ice we go, where the Caps took on the Senators in Ottawa in late-night hockey.
Protas back on top for Ovechkin. Alex waits, then fires. He scores! Ovechkin from deep provides that one shot in the arm.
Joe B with the call on monumental Alex Ovechkin, goal number 876 for the career, just 19 away from Wayne Gretzky, but it wasn't enough as the Caps fall to the Senators 5-4 the final in overtime. Caps conclude their five-game road trip at 3-2. On the hardwood last night, the Lakers extended the Wizards' losing streak to 16 games. It was their second 16-game losing streak of the year. The final at Capital One Arena was 134-96. Wiz head coach Brian Keefe.
The game was even, I think, for the first 6 minutes.
Unfortunately, the game is 48 minutes long.
They shot, I think, 60% in the first quarter. I think that just continued to bleed over into the second, and then we didn't continue to score, and then the game got a little bit out of reach there.
And that'll do it. Local college basketball last night, Towson extends their winning streak to seven games with a 76-66 win at Delaware. The Tigers off to a hot start in CAA play, tied for the league now. Actually, they're first in the league at 8-1. And also, congratulations to head coach Pat Scarry, his 250th career win. Elsewhere, UMBC gets a career-high 30 from Marcus Banks, but falls in a nationally televised game last night from the Peak on the campus of UMBC, the final 92-86 to the Bryant Bulldogs. And finally, the D.C. plane crash ripping through the world of elite figure skating. The Skating Club of Boston confirming that six people associated with it were on the plane. In the D.C. area, at least eight were on the flight. For a sport still scarred by a 1961 crash that wiped out the entire U.S. team on its way to the World Championships, Wednesday night's scenario was the return of a nightmare. The time now is 6:37 when we return. What to make of Justin Tucker?
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
All right, a lot to unpack here with the Justin Tucker situation, of course. I mean, first the allegations themselves, but as you said, Sean, off air just a few minutes ago, 8 years later?
Yeah.
Like, there's a story behind a story.
Anonymous
here.
Individuals, 8 years after the event. Something smells really bad.
I just think it was a large misunderstanding. I think, when he went in for the massage, he asked for a rub and tuck, and that's they apparently misunderstood.
Misunderstood him?
Yes.
Yeah, you think so? Why? Because they don't speak English, or like
I don't know. I don't know. But there was obviously some kind of miscommunication. Mm-hmm.
But 8 years later, I mean, Bruce is right about that. You know,
he definitely had a field goal. That's for sure.
What? That's what you're going with, Sean, right?
Okay.
Well, look, you might.
Look, I hate anonymous. Accusers.
Yeah.
I really do. Right. I mean, 8 years anonymous. 8 years later, look, if you have been inappropriately touched or harassed or whatever, you know, speak up in the moment or, you know, within a week or two. But 8 years later, I'm sorry, I'm having a tough time with this one.
I mean, I would agree. 8 years later is really the kicker for me at this point. No pun intended.
I'd very much like to see the booking
records. Yes, it was intended.
Yeah, I'd very much like to see the booking records for all these times he purportedly was with these individuals.
Oh, the booking records?
In other words, you have to have, if you're going to book a massage, I would think, don't you go ahead and you book the massage.
Well, it's probably a cash business, but yeah, okay.
Well, my wife goes in for a massage every once in a while because it, you know, is very relaxing for her.
Yeah, but not at these places.
Well, I don't know what these places are.
Well, they're called high-end spas.
Yeah, high-end spas.
High-end.
So I don't know what a high-end spa is specifically. Mm. Is that a high-end spa where
you're only happy frequenting ending? Low-end spas? Is that what you're saying?
No, she's going to...
How about middle-end? Middle-end. No. Yeah, where do you go, Bruce?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
Actually, yeah. So
that's a nice red shirt you're wearing, by the way.
It's Friday.
Yeah. Can I leave now?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
You
I always wear red on Friday. Always.
You've done enough damage as it is.
Yes. Apparently.
6:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Yesterday was Cash, Tulsi, and RFK Jr. on the Hill once again.
Yeah, and who was it? Secretary of Agriculture got confirmed yesterday. Was it
Doug Burgum, Interior. Burgum, yeah. Secretary of Interior.
Interior, yeah. So they continue to move forward, but the ones that are causing all the fire are the three that you just mentioned. We heard, of course, some of the stuff from the first day of RFK Jr., but Kash Patel yesterday took a lot of hostile fire and a little bit of friendly fire and a lot of support from the Republicans as well. One of the Republicans who came out and spoke on his behalf, basically, asked him, in essence, a personal question about his history and whether or not he's had to face racism in doing his job.
Have you ever been subject to racism as an individual?
Well, fortunately, Senator, yes. I want to get into those details with my family here.
Let's get into a few of them.
Well, if you look at the record from January 6th, I was subjected to a direct and significant threat on my life. And I put that information in the record.
Yeah, the information was there in the record. But Lindsey Graham wanted to know more details on this. And so I've had to do a little editing on this response because it's not appropriate for on air. You'll see what I mean.
I had to move. In that threat, I was called a detestable sand who had no right being in this country. You should go back to where you came from. You belong with your terrorist friends. That's what was sent to me. But that's nothing compared to what the men and women in law enforcement face every day. And that's why they have my support.
I thought that answer, particularly the second half of that answer, was very well done. And he's right. This is what law enforcement officers face on that kind of abuse on a daily basis.
You know, people don't realize Kash Patel is a lawyer. And he was very crafty, I thought, in some of his responses yesterday. He handled himself really, really well, and he turned it. I think it was a really testy exchange with Amy Klobuchar, which she got the worst of it yesterday. He remained calm and composed, and he answered all their questions. And I just think he did nothing to dissuade. I think he gets confirmed easily.
Yeah. Now, the other issue that he faced was that he has angered a number of people. Again, one of the friendlier questioners was Senator John Kennedy.
You've made a lot of people mad, haven't you, Mr. Patel?
Seems so, Senator.
You think maybe you've made the right people mad?
As my FBI agents, the BRIC agents, told me when I was running cases with them across this country and around the world, if you're not ticking off some people, you're not doing your job right.
You can say that about Chuck Whitaker.
Pretty much.
Absolutely. I think that's part of the job requirement of a traffic
I believe it is. Yeah. Although he never gets under our skin. Except daily.
I wish I could say the same on this side.
All right.
No offense.
All right.
None taken.
If you get mad, you get mad at me. I'm like I say, I'm just telling you what's going on. Not my fault.
I can honestly say I've never been mad at you.
Yeah, me either.
Disgusted, maybe, but...
Yeah. Yeah. Offended, perhaps.
Now you're starting to hit a nerve. You might as well just quit.
Wishing somehow you would go play in traffic, but never actually mad, you know?
I told you. We lived over in East Baltimore when I was five. They moved. They thought they left me behind. Yeah. I got the number 8 bus out of downtown. I went out to Catonsville and Irvington. Yes. I found them.
Anybody see my mom and dad?
I found them. The southwest side of the Beltway looks good. Right here at the BW Parkway, some areas, again, have gotten a little bit of a shower, so the roadway a little bit damp. More of a south and east kind of rain right now. Eastern shore, some areas around Annapolis and south of Annapolis are getting the rain right now, but it's still not really working its way into the big areas, at least, on the Beltway. Parkville side still looks good. The inner loop at Green Spring, just changing that. And then back over to the west side, it's not too bad. It's busy from 795 down through Liberty Road, but it's not that normal backup for the traffic right in there. So we'll keep an eye on that, but the roadways could be a little bit damp. And again, a reminder, starting on Sunday, 4 p.m., outer loop 795, construction there that will continue till 1 p.m. on Monday. And we're thinking Monday morning could be a big problem for the Beltway through Pikesville through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, on and off rain today, 53. Rain moves out tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, dry and cooler with a high of 46. And Sunday looking to be pretty much the same. It'll be sunny and 44. So just get through the wet day on Friday and you'll be all right. Right now, 42 and cloudy in Pasadena. And we're looking at 40 in Forest Hill. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
This is one time where television really fails to capture the true excitement of a large squirrel predicting the weather.
Groundhog Day is coming up this Sunday, by the way. See what Punxsutawney Phil has to say. But today, it's National Hot Chocolate Day. All right, you a hot chocolate fan?
I like hot chocolate sometimes.
With or without the marshmallows?
With a couple of the little marshmallows,
Chuck?
Same.
Yeah. Do you like the little marshmallows or you like one big marshmallow?
Small ones.
The small ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
Problem with the big ones is you're likely to drip hot chocolate all over your clothes trying to get it in your mouth.
I just, have you ever had homemade hot chocolate?
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's the best. I don't like the pre-mix
hot chocolate. I like Nestle's Quick hot chocolate.
Okay. That's good stuff, too. All right. Remember, what was the other one? Was what the heck was the name of that one? Boss Quick or something?
Swiss Made.
Swiss Miss. Yeah, Swiss Miss.
Bosco.
That's
Bosco.
It.
Bosco, yeah.
All right, according to new data, which chain restaurant do you think is the hottest restaurant in the country? In fact, their sales increased 31% last quarter and foot traffic increased 20%.
7-Eleven.
You say 7-Eleven? So I wouldn't say that's a chain restaurant.
No, but that seems to be a good answer.
That's what you're going with.
I'm going with that. Yeah.
All right, Chuck?
I'll say Whataburger.
Whataburger. Okay. Very good guesses. No, it's this one.
I want my baby back. Jelly, baby back ring. I want my baby jelly, baby back ring.
Yeah, Chili's.
TGIF then.
And Chi-Chi's is making a comeback.
Yeah?
Wow, yeah, I like Chi-Chi's.
Yeah. Popeye's rewards members, you get 12 wings or tenders for just $10 for a limited time now through next weekend. Bluebell is releasing the new strawberry toaster pastry ice cream. All right, strawberry toaster pastry, that's like
a
generic term for Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
Pass.
We told you about the Oreo footlong cookie. That's at Subway now, at participating Subways. It is not a sandwich, folks. It is. But there is something.
Send a guy out to get one of those.
Exactly. There's something we're going to have to. The I team is going to have to look into this. We've already done extensive reporting and investigation into Buffet City and some of its denizens and customers.
They don't serve denizen anymore.
They don't. And apparently, they may be serving it at some Gulf Coast restaurants. Shrimp fraud. Is a thing. I don't know if you heard
what?
Of this. Shrimp fraud.
Fraud?
Fraud, meaning you think you're getting shrimp, but you're not.
Shrimp fraud.
Yes. Apparently.
So that's a little fraud then.
folks have tested shrimp from randomly chosen restaurants in Baton Rouge, Biloxi, Mississippi, Galveston, Texas, and Tampa Bay, Florida.
Yeah.
And the cities with the highest shrimp fraud rates were Tampa Bay and St. Petersburg, Florida, at 96%.
That's only since Niles moved down.
Only two. He's in Orlando.
What do they use instead of shrimp?
Only two of the 44 restaurants sampled were serving authentic shrimp from the Gulf of America, the study found.
What was the substitute?
Yeah, good question. It's like, we know the tuna at Subway isn't tuna, but what the heck is the shrimp? So what, are they using some kind of cheap fish? I think what they really do, they're importing the shrimp from other countries and trying to pass it off.
Probably.
As Gulf shrimp.
Right.
Yeah. You know, they're getting it from India and who knows where else. Bali. Yeah. Yeah. You know, maybe Lake Michigan.
Yeah. I get my stuff.
There are a lot of shrimp in Lake Michigan.
Right. Maybe it's lake trout that they're using for
Lake Michigan. Yeah.
I go to Whitney's in Newport Richey and Trader Bay in Hernando Beach.
All right, there it is. Log every single one of those, folks.
Avid listeners of this morning show.
That is a four for one.
And if they aren't, they will be now because they owe me.
But now here he is, folks, the king of all shrimp fraud. Chuck Whitaker.
That's nice. You're quite welcome. I like when they have them right out as a sample. And they had 12 or 15 sitting there when I left. There were none. I don't know what happened.
As the coach, may he rest in peace, Charlie Ekman used to say he loved his shrimpy toast.
Right. On the way to the new Seagirt Inn in Revere Beach.
All right, Chuck.
Tell him Charlie sent you.
See you in a couple. Right. 6:50, 10 before the hour, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously. No funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro. Squeaky clean. Celebrity voice impersonated.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member, NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, senior FBI leaders, CNN is reporting, have been ordered to retire, resign, or be fired this coming Monday.
Wow.
So the...
it continues.
The makeover of the FBI is just begun, and Kash Patel hasn't even been confirmed yet.
Yeah. This is interesting, by the way. Chris Van Hollen, this is from Breitbart. Yesterday he was on Bloomberg's Balance of Power, and he said that President Trump's nominee, whoever he is, who nominates to be the head of the FBI, that individual should be fast-tracked with quick confirmation hearings, and stated that the position is crucial for public safety. So whoever Donald Trump nominates to head the FAA, Van Hollen, the Democrat, has come out and say, you got to fast-track this individual because it's not a good thing to have the FAA empty right now.
Yeah, the guy they named the acting director at the FAA is Charles Richelieu, who has got 22 years of experience in aviation, which is 22 years more than the Biden nominee had.
Yeah.
That's just mind-boggling. Yeah. Now, look, I understand political patronage, but this is how bad this regime was. We saw, you know, the trans individual at HHS, the energy secretary that was stealing women's dresses and in charge of our nuclear program. I mean, this past regime will go down as the worst in history, incompetent, most radical in history, and there's a lot to fix.
Well, not just incompetent and radical, but corrupt. I think they're will be seen as the most corrupt presidency in our entire history, worse than the Grant administration. 6:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. A guy who actually was covering the Grant administration traffic on inaugural day, Chuck Whitaker.
Not far off. Several covered wagons on Pennsylvania Avenue with some manure being picked up by the Department of whatever. In front of the White House. Southbound 95, there is a minor wreck on the shoulder near the O'Donnell Street ramp. So it's going to be off to the side, room to get by, but with a police car there and a couple of vehicles, and the roadway is basically clear. But I wanted to just give you the heads up as you come around the curve from Eastern Avenue. Beyond that, both the tunnels still running okay. Nothing major early. A little more of a buildup on the Beltway. JFX, you're in the clear from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and the start of the new year brings promise and possibilities. Yet too often, this enthusiasm is met with pain in our feet, knees, and back. Does that sound like you? Then it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Head over to goodfeet.com to schedule your appointment today.
Weather Channel says rain. That's just quit all day today. On and off intermittently. Some could be heavy at times. 53. Rain moves out late tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, dry, cooler. 46. Cloudy, 42 in Millersville and 41 in Dundalk. New traffic stop measure is a driving debate right now in Annapolis this week. Lawmakers introduced legislation that would limit the reasons police can pull a driver over. In a satirical video posted on social media, the Harford County Sheriff's Office took a serious stance against Senate Bill 292 by showing several traffic violations officers would be forced to ignore.
Illegal U-turn, and he almost hit that guy.
Yeah. And they went on for a little bit. By the way, Sheriff Gaylor is going to be with us on Monday here on the program. He's at the National Sheriff's Association meetings, I think in D.C., so he'll be with us on Monday to talk about this bill. If passed, drivers can only be cited for secondary offenses if first pulled over for a more severe primary offense, such as speeding or DUI. Secondary offenses include unregistered license plates, failing to use a turn signal, littering, excessive noise, window tint, obstructed or damaged mirrors, and broken brake and taillights. Drivers could also have one headlight out without risk of being pulled over, but not two. One of our listeners suggested yesterday, is it okay to throw a body out of the window? That's what would be considered littering. And so if you threw a body out of the window, could that be a primary offense? Could they pull you over for that now, this bill? This bill was introduced by Baltimore County legislator Senator Charles Sidner, and he says he's doing it because of racial profiling.
If we look at the data doesn't lie. And I can be almost certain that Baltimore County is not on an island to itself.
He's saying that the measure will reduce racial disparities. He says in his district of Baltimore County, he claims 2018, black drivers made up more than half the traffic stops, 56%, while making up just a fourth or 26% of the population. He says, and he doesn't think Baltimore County is an island to itself, as you just heard. And the law enforcement community, they are opposing. Clyde Boatwright, FOP president, and you hear from Baltimore County State's Attorney Scott Schellenberger.
This is another thing right now where our police officers feel like it's about us and not about the people breaking the law.
Somebody look at me and tell me not having a headlight is not a public safety danger, particularly if it's a left headlight and you're making a turn into another street. That is a safety danger, and you're taking that away.
And finally, Senator Sidnor basically went at, kind of butted heads with Senator Bill Fulton yesterday over this bill.
The disparities that are happening need to be addressed.
I know you're trying to start a conversation here.
Yes.
I'm just not sure that this was the way.
Mm-hmm.
It has really kind of had some polarizing feelings.
First off, there's been a war on cops in the last 2 or 3 years. Remember, they took away their limited liability? Mm-hmm. You know, that means they could be sued for actions that they take under the color of authority.
You've now just said the police be reactive, not proactive.
Yeah. And so, again, and then we saw a lot of police now sitting in their cars watching stuff because they didn't want to be sued.
Yep.
They don't want to be ticketed under the consent decree in Baltimore City. That's another part of the handcuffs. And now what they want to do, look, traffic stops are a major gateway to major criminals being arrested and major crimes being thwarted. I'd like to see a full crunch as to this data, where this data came from, who compiled the data, saying that this was nothing more than just another way to racially profile motorists.
Something tells me the data doesn't exist, Sean, but that's just my suspicion. Hey, folks, there's a real estate fact for you. If you are thinking about selling your home, but you're sitting on the sidelines because the home you're in is a nice house and interest rate's very low, what if you found your dream home? And you could get into that dream home with an interest rate somewhere in the mid-4s. Would you go then? Well, if you would, you've got to talk to Vinny Steele. In today's market, you have options as a home seller that were not available to you 20 years ago. So if you're planning to sell your home now or in the spring, potentially, why work with just the first agent who sells like you did 20 years ago? Instead, work with Vinny Steele. He's applying today's technology and today's skill set to get your home sold, and there are lots of different ways he can make that happen. All you have to do is give him a call, find out more. He is Maryland's real estate expert. Telephone number is 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515. Vinny Steele, the only agent I would trust to sell my home. Call Vinny, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Again, 410-709-7515.
Up next is Tulsi's nomination in trouble.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. In the wake of Wednesday night's deadly mid-air collision, serious questions have been raised about staffing levels in the control tower at Reagan National Airport and other airports. National Transportation Safety Board planning to issue a preliminary report on its investigation of the disaster in a month, and Defense Secretary Hegseth says the military conducting an investigation of its own.
Senior-level aviation team, an investigative team from our Aviation Safety Center, was deployed last night and already is in Washington, D.C. to investigate what's going on. We anticipate that the investigation will quickly be able to determine whether the aircraft was in the corridor and at the right altitude at the time of the incident.
President Trump ordering the FAA to scrap DEI hiring policies. Mr. Trump says air traffic controller hiring must be based solely on merit and skill.
You're talking about extremely complex things. And if they don't have a great brain, a great power of the brain, they're not going to be very good at what they do, and bad things will happen.
How popular is the president?
What if Yale University poll results show that President Donald Trump is beginning his second White House term with an approval rating 10 points higher than at the start of his first term, while the Democratic Party owns its highest unfavorable rating since 2008? The survey found that 46% of voters say that they approve of the job Trump is doing, while 43% say they disapprove, and 11% do not offer an opinion. 31% of voters say they have a favorable opinion of the Democratic Party, while 57% say they have an unfavorable opinion. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Senate has confirmed Doug Burgum as Interior Secretary, a 79-18 vote in favor of Burgum. President Trump tapped the two-term North Dakota governor to oversee a boost in fossil fuel production, a return to American energy independence. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures higher, the Dow futures up 148 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 173. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So, a new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
7:03 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like that minor wreck is still on the shoulder on the outer loop, or make, I'm sorry, southbound 95 as you're coming south of O'Donnell Street and in that area after Eastern Avenue. No factor at all. Traffic is moving right on by and not a big deal. The outer loop of the Beltway now at Hartford Road. A little more traffic there, but still moving just fine, working its way over towards Providence Road and over towards 83. Some brake lights on the inner loop now passing Green Spring towards the JFX. After that, you're clear over to the ramp at I-83, and our last check over at Liberty Road. The pace had picked up just a bit, but right here at Liberty Road, we're good. And also at I-70, not bad, going down towards the ramps at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Big changes over the weekend, starting with the rain today. It'll be with us off and on through the day. 53, then cooler, drier weather over the weekend. 46 Saturday, 44 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen has 37 degrees. Downtown Baltimore is 42. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the morning drive with Casey and Elliott. Governor Wes Moore has ordered a top-to-bottom operational review of the Maryland Board of Morticians and Funeral Directors. The review comes after at least 18 bodies were found at the Heaven-Bound Cremation Service, and they've not been cremated, and some have been left in the Charles County facility for almost a year. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott says Baltimore stands with D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser and the entire Delaware, Maryland, Virginia community following Wednesday night's deadly mid-air collision near the Reagan National Airport. Mayor offers his condolences to all affected by the tragedy and says he is deeply grateful to the first responders for their unwavering dedication. Howard County Board of Education has voted to prohibit the use of cell phones during the school day for all students. Under the new rules, elementary, middle, and high school students must silence their phones and put them away from the first bell to the last. Students will be able to wear smartwatches, but they can only be used to check the time. The new cell phone rules will take effect on March 3rd. And multiple agencies will join forces today to begin pulling the wreckage from Wednesday's plane crash from the bottom of the Potomac. The Corps of Engineers, Navy, Coast Guard, the NTSB will all be working together to begin removing debris. It's 7:05 on WCBM. Pick 3, lottery number 331. Pick 4, 0252. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here for Rod Barrowy and his team at Safe Retirement Solutions. Hey, did you know that annuities are the only financial tool that can absolutely guarantee you a lifetime income? That's the only financial tool, not stocks, not bonds, and not real estate. An annuity should be part of your retirement plan, so get off your duff and call my guy, Rod Barrowy, and his team at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Rod Barrowy's been helping people plan for their retirement income since 1975. That's over 40 years. Now that's a track record. Call Rod and his team at 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120, or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, maybe your current advisor doesn't offer annuities. Well, maybe you need a new advisor. Call Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120, on the web, SafeRetirementSolutions.com, and tell them your friend Sean Hannity sent you.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So it remains to be seen how the NFL will handle these allegations against Justin Tucker, as reported in the Baltimore Banner. The Ravens kicker accused of inappropriate sexual behavior by six massage therapists in the Baltimore area. The incidents occurred between 2012 and 2016. None of the women filed complaints with law enforcement. Statute of limitations have expired. No legal remedy here is possible. Tucker vehemently denies the accusations, calls them baseless tabloid fodder. Moving on, the NFL announcing that concussions were down 17% this year, in part crediting the dynamic kickoff rule, which slowed average player speeds on that play as intended. On the ice last night, Caps trailed 3-1 in the third at Ottawa, but pulled even late.
Ovechkin waits. Alex Ovechkin serves one to the front. Lock. Rebound loose. Sprawling. Score! Strong ties it.
Dylan Strome with the goal. Joe B. had the call on Monumental, and that tied it at 4 late, but the Caps would lose in overtime to the Senators 5-4 after the game. Strome lamenting the fact they turned the puck over too much.
Power play was horrible tonight through two periods, and find a way to get two in the third and use it for momentum to get back in the game, but just not too many turnovers and too many mistakes on the entries.
Ovechkin gets goal number 876 in the game, now 19 away from the all-time record. Coming up at 7:35, what Angel Reese did with her excess cash. And that is Stein on Sports.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills making it right. Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A lot of Justin Tucker talk going on in studio here this morning, folks. All right, hour two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, and of course 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland coming up in this hour. More on cash and Tulsi on the Hill. And, of course, we've got a Pennsylvania lawmaker slamming the governor of Maryland and Democrats for our energy policy. And, of course, top story here today is the one nomination I thought is in somewhat jeopardy. That is Tulsi Gabbard for Director of National Intelligence.
I thought Cash Patel did very well yesterday. I also thought that Tulsi Gabbard did very well yesterday. She kept her cool. She kept her focus, despite some of the Democrat senators actually physically yelling at her, which was just an amazing sight to see. I guess the thought was, well, yell at the girl and see if we can make her cry. It didn't work with her, nor is it likely to. This is, after all, a woman who is still in the military. She said that there's been a long list of Democratic malfeasances, if that's the correct term, where they have misbehaved and they haven't faced any downside for their misbehavior.
American people elected Donald Trump as their president not once but twice. And yet the FBI and intelligence agencies were politicized by his opponents to undermine his presidency and falsely portray him as a puppet of Putin. Title I of FISA was used illegally to obtain a warrant to spy on Trump campaign advisor Carter Page, using a Clinton campaign-funded false dossier as their so-called evidence. Biden campaign advisor Tony Blinken was the impetus for the 51 former senior intelligence officials' letter dismissing Hunter Biden's laptop as disinformation, specifically to help Biden win the election.
Yeah, well, that and the 18 million fake votes that they came up with, those are the two things that seem to do it. She went on to say, look, it's not just Trump who's been accused of being a puppet, you know, the Putin puppet thing that went around for a while and aimed at Donald Trump. She said she's been accused of the same thing.
Now, before I close, I want to warn the American people who are watching at home. You may hear lies and smears in this hearing that'll challenge my loyalty to and my love for our country. Those who oppose my nomination imply that I am loyal to something or someone other than God, my own conscience, and the Constitution of the United States. Accusing me of being Trump's puppet, Putin's puppet, Assad's puppet, a guru's puppet, Modi's puppet, not recognizing the absurdity of simultaneously being the puppet of five different puppet masters.
Yeah, if you think about it, that is kind of funny that she picked up on that. It's as if you're being named as whoever is evil, their puppet that week, or the assumption that the American public will forget about that characterization the following week when somebody else terrible gets to be her puppet master. And she says, of course, they did the same thing to Donald Trump unsuccessfully.
The same tactic was used against President Trump and failed. The American people elected President Trump with a decisive victory and mandate for change. The fact is, what truly unsettles my political opponents is I refuse to be their puppet.
period. And that is actually, I think, a realistic way of looking at it. There are a lot of people in the intelligence community right now who don't want a Tulsi Gabbard or anybody who might rattle their cages. And they're letting their feelings known through some of the senators who are more compliant to their point of view. More from Tulsi Gabbard coming up. First, though, 713, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Out in the old neighborhood, there's a report of some low-hanging wires at Frederick Avenue at Beachfield Avenue. So they're going to be checking on that. If you're coming through there in a tractor trailer, I would take it really slow just to make sure you can get through. A couple of vehicles are still on the shoulder. Southbound 95 at O'Donnell Street, there's really no impact there at all. Both the tunnels have been clear this morning. Still don't see any major problems on the Beltway. JFX from the data that we see after Northern Parkway. Looks like we're still in the green there for the ride south towards Druid Park Lake Drive and 28th Street. Had a minor accident about 10 minutes ago. Might be clear already in Gambrels on Route 3 southbound after 175. And if you're heading into Annapolis, I just looked at the camera. I don't see a big deal here, but it's a report of some debris on the roadway on 50 eastbound where it merges in to Aristide Allen Boulevard at 665. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast for your Friday. It is going to be a wet one today. Rain on and off throughout the day today. Heavy at times and a high of 53. Rain moves out later on this evening. It'll be sunny, dry, and 46 tomorrow. Sunday, it'll be sunny and 44. Right now, we have 41 and cloudy in Reisterstown, 42 in Ellicott City. Time for our MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Indeed it is, and Monday might be Liberation Day for some federal employees who have to show up to work in person, or not.
If people aren't coming to work, if they're not going to come into the office and report as per the date that you know what it is, everybody knows what the date is, it's been very well documented, then they're going to be terminated.
Okay, we'll see how that goes, especially the FBI. And then Saturday is the deadline for the 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada.
Number one is the people that have poured into our country so horribly and so much. Number two are the drugs, fentanyl, and everything else that have come into the country. And number three are the massive subsidies that we're giving to Canada and to Mexico in the form of deficits.
And once again, President Trump speaking the truth bluntly, saying that DEI at the FAA during the last two administrations, during the last two Democrat administrations, the Obama and the Biden administrations, pretty much diluted the capabilities and the competency of those air traffic controllers.
They have common sense, okay? And unfortunately, a lot of people don't. We want brilliant people doing this.
Yeah, they should be brilliant, and they should be trained properly, and not with DEI policies in mind. One reporter, Trump zinged after asking him if he was going to visit the site of the fatal crash at Reagan National.
Do you have a plan to go visit the site or meet with any of the
officials? I have a plan to visit, not the site, because what did you tell me? What's the site? The water?
Or to meet with the first responders down there?
I don't have a plan to do that, but I will be meeting with some people that were very badly hurt with their family member, obviously, but I'll be meeting with some of the families,
It's kind of a bizarre question. Are you going to visit the site?
Yeah.
Well, you can see the site from the White House.
He says, what's the site? The water? Yeah. You want me to go swimming? Maybe they did. Maybe they wanted to go swimming in those chilly Potomac waters. Trump's FCC chair launching an investigation of NPR and PBS and taxpayer funding under increased scrutiny for those two outlets. Look, you want to stay in business? Great. But stop using tax dollars to do so. There's an incredible bias on the left at both NPR and PBS. Taxpayer money should not be used for these outlets. They should be forced to fend on their own now. There's enough media competition out there. You no longer need public broadcasting in its current form. Meanwhile, a George Soros-owned stations, specifically in San Jose, California, are coming under scrutiny because they're doxing ICE agents. They're reporting live as to where ICE agents are conducting raids. And that has led some members of Congress to suggest maybe their licenses should be pulled. Former North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum has now been confirmed as Trump's Interior Secretary. That'll help with energy and so much more. Trump is beginning his second White House term with an approval rating 10 points higher than the start of his first term. Survey found 46% of voters say they approve of Trump, 43% disapprove, 11%. I don't know how you have no opinion of Donald Trump, of all people. I just don't know. Back in 2017, only 36% approved, so he's gaining in approval. And he keeps doing what he's doing. There's no stopping it. I just tell you, his first week and a half so far has been one for the ages, one for the books. And he continues to sign executive orders at record pace. And, of course, some of the stuff is going to eventually have to get into Congress to make it permanent. That's the issue, is that a lot of these executive orders can be wiped out if you happen to lose to the Democrats in 2028, which hopefully won't happen. So some of the stuff's got to be codified into law.
I was we talked about this at the first
State of the Union. Yeah,
that it is hard to believe that he's only been in office for 12 days now.
Yeah.
I mean, that it is stunning to think that that's actually the case, that he has accomplished as much as he has accomplished in 2 business weeks, less a day.
Now, and look at the border crossings have now are a trickle, a trickle. You're talking about a couple of hundred a day versus tens of thousands a day. So, folks, they once again, it just reinforces our argument that this was intentional. This was done by the Democrats to restock, if you will, their voting base, because they are hemorrhaging in many communities. Why? Because these communities have awakened. And they said, you don't represent us. You're stealing jobs from us. The residents of Chicago and elsewhere, just incredible. And that's the way it went down, day 12 of the Trump 47 MAGA agenda.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
Still to come is Tulsi's nomination in jeopardy after yesterday's hearings. Also, a Pennsylvania lawmaker has some harsh words for the governor and Maryland Democrats over our energy policy. It's 7:20. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we'll discuss what federal employees on the verge of retirement need to be aware of. Mike Kinnett is the founder of ProStatus Financial here in Maryland. He's also a financial planner and estate planning attorney with a master's in tax. Mike, it's already tricky enough retiring from the federal government. Now we have the DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, to factor in. How can this affect soon-to-be retirees? That's a whole new thing to worry about.
And I know there's a lot of negative connotations to this whole thing, and there's a lot of concern about it. And on one hand, I understand the apprehension and fear we have, because how's it going to impact me personally? Am I going to be the person that's let go for whatever reason? I get that fear. Let's look at this as a positive thing, and how do we take that same concept and approach that they're taking with the government? How do we do that with our own personal retirement?
So positive thing, we get offered early retirement.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. Because if you thought about getting out early, this is an opportunity that you don't get penalized for leaving early. So in order to be able to explore the option, pick up the phone and give us a call at 866-597-1040. For federal employees specifically, imagine if you have a plan in place that you know exactly what your income's going to be and what you're going to need, right? Mm-hmm. We could tell you the best 3 days. We could tell you how much time you're carrying over, what's going to count towards your sick leave and what's going to count for vacation time, and how much you're going to be able to increase your years of service. We could add all that up for you and tell you exactly what that final paycheck's going to be. We could tell you the best day for you to retire. Absolutely.
Call ProStatus Financial today for a free federal benefits review. This is for the next callers who are federal employees and have saved $500,000 or more for retirement. Congratulations and thank you for serving our country. Now call 866-597-1040 or at ProStatusFinancial.com and click on the Federal Benefits Review button at the top of the front page to schedule a free 15-minute phone conversation. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Sage from South Central is back on your radio. Hi, Larry Elder here. I run for governor of California and for president. I know what it takes to turn this country around. Join me every Sunday night at 10 as we discuss the most important issues in this pivotal election year. Let's get to work. We've got a country to save. Tune in to the Larry Elder Show only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23 Friday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like there's a problem in the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, trying to confirm which lane is affected, but it's reportedly a broken down vehicle. Appears to be that they're getting out of the right lane southbound. So a single lane in the right tube. The left tube is open, and again, it's reported as a broken down vehicle southbound. So we'll keep an eye on that. Let me just bring up the camera on the south end. Yeah, it's the right lane with the red X right now, southbound Fort McHenry Tunnel. So we're getting an impact there for the traffic coming down the hill from the Keith Avenue ramp, and then maybe back in Rosedale. The overhead signs could indicate there's a problem at the Fort Mac, and we might start to see a little bit of overflow traffic now for the traffic as you're coming south on 895. That usually happens so far. Just looking at the camera here at O'Donnell Street, they haven't gotten the word yet. So 895 is still viable to get away from that, but some activity in the right lane of the right tube, southbound Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, your weather channel forecast for your Friday. It's going to be a rainy day today. Rain on and off, 53. Rain moves out tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, dry, and cooler, 46. It's cloudy, 41 in Parkville, 42 and cloudy in Severn. And on the line with us this morning is Joni in Linthicum. Good morning, Joni.
Morning, Joni.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
With having over an hour commute, I have seen so much on the Beltway. I feel like some of the younger people are sitting at home playing a race game in weaving in and out of traffic. And because I do not see that many state troopers on the highway anymore, there are so many people driving without their headlights. Now, I'm sitting right here on Nursery Road, and I watched a guy make an illegal U-turn. Somebody almost T-boned him.
Yeah, well, that's a rough way to learn. That's not a good idea. I mean, somebody actually T-boned my brother a couple of years ago, and he's still barely walking.
There was a horrific crash in Arlington, Virginia the other day where a truck, a guy was going well over 75 miles an hour in a 35-mile zone and T-boned a woman and killed her. Look, the traffic is getting more dangerous. It's more, there's more volume. The COVID safety harness is worn off, if you will. People are now speeding again. They're reckless driving. And you now, more than ever, you need police officers to pull over people that are guilty of these infractions to remind them just how much of a danger they're causing.
And I feel like the younger generation has lost their common sense when they get behind the wheel of driving.
Well, you know, Joni, just in all fairness, it's not just the younger generation. We went down to Strathmore this past weekend to see the BSO was there doing a POPS program, a soul train kind of thing. And the folks who were driving had not been on the D.C. Beltway before. And their comment was, is traffic always this heavy? And this was, you know, Friday at like 7 p.m. I said, oh, it's worse than this typically. I mean, the traffic has cleared out some. And they said, this is cleared out because people were driving 65 miles an hour, some of them on the shoulders, in really, really heavy traffic. No room no margin for error. Mm. It's just like they have a death wish.
Joni, thanks so much for that, sharing your thoughts on that. Yeah, it's a problem, and we see it. We talk about it all the time. I'm doing 60 miles an hour on 795, and people are blowing by me like I'm standing still at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
it's just, and there aren't any police around at all. Bill in Owings Mills.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, you just stole. Good morning, you guys. You just stole my thunder. What are the chances of this outrageous, insane, Twilight Zone law? What's its chance of passing? This is totally insane.
We're in a very blue state. I think there's a fair chance it will pass.
Oh, my God.
Especially since it's anti-cop.
Yeah.
Anything that's anti-law enforcement gets pushed to the top. We're going to talk to Delegate Zuleika at the top of the hour. We'll see how her bill, the Fairness in Girls Sports Act, how that's faring, because that's probably going to die again.
I got to tell you, the guy that came up with this, I mean, he's a race baiter, hustler, and the sad thing of it is that they do it, you know, it's getting to the point that you can't even give a proper ID of the person of interest you're looking for, and, you know, let's say it just fits the profile, the person, let's say, is whatever race, and you say, well, how are you supposed to report it? It's a bearded lady. I mean, it's getting that ridiculous. And the guy that
I have seen that rule, once.
Yeah,
the guy that came up with this rule, and for it, God forbid it passes, but he belongs on a padded cell.
Bill, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. Yeah, it's a problem. It is a problem out there. I think traffic as a whole is becoming more and more dangerous.
Yeah.
We saw the fatal crash on 695 on the west side just a couple of years ago.
Killed the two idiots.
Yeah. Yeah. The two idiots that were speeding, both of them.
In
heavy traffic and dodging in and out of traffic. And then, boom, six people are now dead as a result. And I'm just shocked it doesn't happen more frequently, to tell you the truth. And now more than ever, we need to have the traffic laws enforced. Not only for public safety traffic-wise, but a lot of these individuals are pulled over are found to be guilty of transporting drugs or trafficking in human beings. Especially not up and down the 95. I've had state troopers tell me the 95 corridor is just
a steel highway.
It is. It really is.
Yeah, I tell you, it is. I think an interesting comment that you know that there are going to be places out there where they're going to ticket you. They have the little Jeep with all the stuff on it, but parked various places. I think they should find three or four more of those little Jeeps and make sure that people are aware that if they speed over, you know, whatever it is, they're going to get a ticket, and it's going to be a very expensive one.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of emails from people who are just saying, look, there's a lot of stuff they don't pull people over for, and so there are some that are taking Senator Sidnor's side on this. We'll see. 7:30 coming up next. Pennsylvania lawmaker has some harsh words for Governor Moore and the Maryland Democrats over our energy policy. Right now, news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Multiple agencies will join forces today to begin pulling wreckage from Wednesday's plane crash from the bottom of the Potomac River. The U.S. Corps of Engineers, the Army Corps, the Navy, the Coast Guard, NTSB, all working together to begin removing debris. Multiple reports indicate that the flight data and cockpit voice recorders from the crashed American Airlines jet have been recovered yesterday, and they were taken to an NTSB facility for testing. Baltimore judge has sentenced Joseph White III to 40 years in prison for pushing a man onto the subway tracks at the Shot Tower station in 2023. Christopher Foster died after he fell onto the tracks and was electrocuted when he hit the third rail. White was arrested in Queens, New York, extradited to Baltimore. The subway incident was caught on surveillance video showing White pushing Foster two times. Hearing is scheduled to take place today to determine if there's going to be a change of venue in the trial of that man who murdered a Harford County mom of five on a Belair walking trail. Attorneys for suspect Victor Martinez Hernandez say their client cannot get a fair trial in Harford County, and they're asking that it be moved to a different jurisdiction. And Governor Wes Moore has ordered a top-to-bottom operational review of the Maryland Board of Morticians and Funeral Directors. Review comes after at least 18 bodies were found at the Heaven's Bound Cremation Service that have not been cremated and some have simply been left in the Charles County facility for almost a year. 7:32 right now on WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the Threes.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and when you think of high-impact professionals in our community, who comes to mind? For me, nurses are right at the top of the list, given their care for my loved ones over the years. At the Good Feet Store, we often engage with nurses who are battling with pain in their feet, knees, and back, and they come to the Good Feet Store looking for relief. Here is Donna, a nurse sharing her story of what she experienced after visiting the Good Feet Store.
Oh, I have to tell you, I have struggled with pain in my feet. I was diagnosed with plantar fasciitis.
With the three-step program, it really fits to your lifestyle. I'm a registered nurse, so being on my feet, walking throughout the hospital during the day, I am free from any type of pain. And after working a 12-hour shift, I go home and my feet do not hurt.
Whether you're a nurse or anyone wanting to enjoy your career without your feet getting in the way, come see us at the Good Feet Store. The Good Feet Store is in Annapolis, Hunt Valley, White Marsh, and now open in Columbia. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by.
Pick three, lottery number 331. Pick 4-0252. And now at 7:33, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the broken down vehicle is cleared from the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel just in the last 5 minutes. It's now in the painted out area down around the Key Highway ramp. So completely out of the tunnel, and the lanes are moving. It backed us up, though, towards O'Donnell Street on 95. So we'll keep an eye on that and see if it recovers. In the meantime, 895. Could get a tad slow for that traffic coming down from Eastern Avenue and from the O'Donnell Street ramp, but it's not out of control at this point, but you'll be a little bit slow with some brake lights on 895 going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Big changes over the weekend, starting with the rain today. It'll be with us off and on through the day. 53. Then cooler, drier weather over the weekend. 46 Saturday, 44 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. At Blindster, we offer custom-made faux wood and real wood blinds and shutters, cellular shades, Roman shades, bamboo shades, exterior shades, and more, all at factory direct prices. Don't pay too much for new blinds. Go to Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Baltimore waking up this morning to a bombshell report in the Baltimore Banner alleging inappropriate sexual conduct on the part of Ravens kicker Justin Tucker. Tucker accused of six massage therapists in the Baltimore area, none of them filing complaints with law enforcement. The incidents allegedly occurred between 2012 and 2016. The statute of limitations have expired. No legal remedy here is possible. Tucker, for his part, vehemently denies the accusations, calls them baseless tabloid fodder. The NFL, of course, will investigate, and it does have the power to discipline players under its personal conduct policy, notably suspending Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson for 11 games and fining him $5 million for similar alleged conduct back in 2019. By the way, one of the alleged victims expressed her distress over the situation, telling the Banner, quote, "I can't watch sports anymore. I see his face everywhere." On the ice last night in Ottawa, the chase continued for Alex Ovechkin.
Protas back on top for Ovechkin. Alex waits, then fires. He scores! Ovechkin from deep provides that one shot in the arm.
Joe Beninati with the call on monumental OV goal, number 876, 19 away from the record. It got the Caps within one in the third, but they fall 5-4 in overtime to the Senators. On the hardwood last night, the Wiz took their 15-game losing streak to the Capital One Arena. Unfortunately, the Lakers were there, and they extended it to 16, a drubbing. 134-96 was the final. It's the second 16-game Wizards losing streak of the season, which prompted head coach Brian Keefe to say this.
The game was even, I think, for the first 6 minutes.
Unfortunately, the game is 48 minutes long.
They shot, I think, 60% in the first quarter. I think that just continued to bleed over into the second, and then we didn't continue to score, and then the game got a little bit out of reach there.
Yeah, bleed is a good word. Another NBA note, Hall of Famer Dwayne Wade announcing he had surgery on his kidney back in 2023. Doctors removing a tumor that was later deemed cancerous. Local college basketball last night, Towson head coach Pat Scarry notches his 250th career win, 76-66 over the Delaware Blue Hens. Dylan Williamson provided the pop with 27 points, 8 in the final 3 minutes. Tigers have won 7 in a row and sit alone atop the CAA at 8-1. Elsewhere, Marcus Banks pours in a career-high 30, but UMBC falls in the thriller 92-86 on ESPN last night to the Bryant Bulldogs. The time now is 7:37. When we return, Angel Reese puts her money where her mouth is.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the largest scale model train show in the Mid-Atlantic, with more than 700 tables of trains and train-related items. And this weekend only, we're offering locomotive repairs and conversions to DCC exclusively at the Great Scale Model Train Show. Special family prices, free parking, and kids under 16 are free. Let's go to the train show.
Are you familiar with the Reese family in general?
No.
Okay. Angel Reese, the basketball player, went to LSU. Well, they're all from Baltimore.
Randallstown.
Randallstown. She went to St. Francis, LSU, had a great NCAA career. She now plays in the WNBA, one of the stars. Her brother, Julian Reese, the star power forward for the Maryland Terrapins basketball team. Her mother, Angel Webb Reese, was an All-American player at UMBC back in the 1990s. Her father, Michael Reese, played for the Loyola Greyhounds back in the 90s. Anyway, Angel Reese makes $74,000 a year with the WNBA, and she makes $2 million a year in her endorsements.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was her mom's birthday. She paid off the mortgage.
Mm.
Put her money where her mouth
is. Wow.
Congratulations, Angel Reese and the family.
Does she like peanut butter cups?
She just may. Maybe she'll get a deal. In fact, she's got a deal with the with General Mills. They have the Reese's flavor.
Oh, okay.
She was on the cover of the box.
All right, that makes sense. I thought there was a tie-in.
That's
there.
One of her endorsements.
A natural tie-in.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love a good peanut butter cup. Don't you? It's my favorite.
It is.
Actually.
The problem is the peanut butter is not as good as it used to be.
Really?
In the peanut butter cup.
You're always complaining.
He is.
Why
I've
is
noticed that about him.
Why is that? In the red shirt, no less.
Exactly.
What the hell?
All right, Gary.
Every Friday I wear a red shirt. This is not a surprise.
See you in a couple.
For a reason.
7:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Well, as Maryland lawmakers are working to address the energy crisis here in this state, a Pennsylvania senator is now speaking out, saying that our state needs to step up and generate more energy. Pennsylvania Senator Kristen Phillips Hill, she represents York County, right over the state line.
Mm-hmm.
And she is pointing out Maryland already imports about 40% of its energy from other states, including Pennsylvania.
That amount of energy that Maryland's going to need to import is just going to increase dramatically.
Yeah, and why is that? Well, of course, the Climate Solutions Act of 2022 sets ambitious goals for the state. This is Governor Wes Moore and the progressive Marxists that are running the state right now. The goal is 100% clean energy by 2035. At a legislative hearing in Annapolis this month, Paul Pinsky, director of the Maryland Energy Administration, said the state will need to generate additional energy to meet its goals, and he called the situation dire. Okay? 100% generation of clean energy in state. Are we going to have that by 2035? Extremely, extremely unlikely. Of course, we're closing the coal-powered plants, and that means it's all like it. You're not going to get it from wind and solar hydroelectric. That's not going to make up the difference, so it's going to have to be nuclear. That is our only option there. But the senator from Pennsylvania says it's really Governor Moore's fault.
Governor Moore likes to tout that he is green and Maryland's green, and nothing could be further than from the truth. Absolutely nothing could be further from the truth. Maryland is not green. Maryland is irresponsible.
Because we're taking energy from other states, which is being manufactured by coal-fired plants. So you're pretending to be green, all the while you're still using energy from fossil fuels, you hypocrites, you charlatans. You know, they're gaslighting folks here in Maryland again. And Senator Kristen Phillips Hill says that these are failed policies.
And my district is under constant threat for these energy projects that are really directly correlated to the failed energy policies that Maryland has pursued.
Yeah, and now they're for transmission lines, which really isn't going to benefit us. They're going to take our land, our farms, our property, our estates, our homes. They're going to take it. They're going to take it from us. You know, folks, if this isn't pitchfork and torches done, I don't know what is. And the senator, the good senator from Pennsylvania, says that, look, Maryland, you got to get your act together. You got to step up, or you got to find a way to replace your energy shortages.
You have to be able to replace the amount of energy that you generate from those facilities that you're shutting down, the math, again, the math just doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. For those of us that can do math. But there are many people, including at the Baltimore Democrat Party newsletter, the Baltimore Banner, and the rest of the media outlets out there that, either can do math or refuse to see the obvious. This whole, President Trump likes to call it, you know, the scam. And it is. It's a scam. Much like climate change is a scam. Not that climate change doesn't happen. I'm not saying that's a scam. But the threats that we are all going to perish in the near future if we don't do something about it.
Yeah, and the role of the human being in that climate change is the thing that's always kind of puzzled me is, yeah, I accept that there's climate change happening, but there's a lot of science that indicates that we're not the cause. That we've had periods in the past where the temperatures got much warmer and then much cooler. There was the little ice age that took place in the Middle Ages, and there was a period where they had grapes being grown in northern England and vineyards up there. The climate does change from time to time. Are we causing it? That's the question. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah. Time for Shrimpy Johnson.
It is. Traffic and weather on the threes. Here he is, 2% Shrimpy Johnson.
On the way to the new Seagirding from Smallwood Room. I love Charlie. He was I got to tell you a Charlie story later. Remind me of that. Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. We backed up. I told you we would. Once the word gets out that 95 had a backup at the Fort McHenry Tunnel because of the broken down vehicle, the word gets out on 895 all the way back in Rosedale. So very quickly that traffic goes, okay, we got to get away from that. So we back up now on 895 going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. Now that backup is all the way back to the Erdmann Avenue ramp. We're a little better now, and the traffic is moving. It was a broken-down vehicle that was in the Fort McHenry Tunnel in the right lane. The backup that was owed at O'Donnell Street pretty much is gone. So if you haven't committed yet to the Old Harbor Tunnel, you can move over there. There was a report of a minor wreck on the BW Parkway near 197. I just looked at that. There's really no impact right now through there. Beltway is a little slow. Parkville side, the inner loop at Greenspring, the west side looks good right now. We'll take it from Liberty Road all the way down to Route 40 West. Keep your vehicle ready for winter driving. Have it done today by checking your battery, your belts, hoses, and antifreeze. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says we're expecting some rain. It's moving into our area. It's going to be heavy a little bit later on this afternoon and a high of 53. It'll move out tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, dry, and cooler and 46. It's 42 and cloudy in Columbia, 41 in Owings Mills. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You'll be the winner. We've got the WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug up for grabs this morning. Ted in Columbia is our contestant. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
Last.
Okay. All right. Would you like to be in close proximity to Chuck Whitaker?
Never.
Never. Okay. Thank you.
That's very all right, Ted.
Wise things to say, Ted. Very wise.
Sure that gets out there.
Sorry, right, Ted. It's not a problem.
Chuck will go first then, Ted. Story one.
That's what you think.
Vermont.
You're not in charge of me. Get out of here.
Vermont Walmart is now selling a Bernie Sanders onesie with Bernie's head on it after the exchange he had the other day with Senator Kennedy. With Robert F. Kennedy Jr. One mother told Fox News she wouldn't buy the Bernie onesie because it was scaring her baby. Story two, Mark Zuckerberg's decision to remove tampons from the male bathrooms at Meta has already run into controversy. Now the Meta employees are bringing their own. And story three, Air Force Academy has dropped diversity and inclusion studies as a minor. Gender, sexuality, society, and diversity and security, and gender and sexuality in history courses have now been officially dropped from the United States Air Force Academy in Colorado. Seems like there's a new commander-in-chief in town. Story one, Vermont Walmart selling Bernie Sanders onesie. Story two, Meta employees bringing their own tampons to the men's room. Or story three, Air Force Academy drops their diversity and inclusion studies minor. All right, Chuck, you get to go first here.
I'll go with Bernie.
All right, 1-4-1.
I bet you would.
All right.
Yeah, you know.
You got the mittens.
Kick his ass.
You got the mittens already.
Bruce.
I'm going to go with story number one being fake news, because Chuck is wise, and we do what Chuck says to do.
Yes, you're onesie with Chuck, so to speak.
Yes.
All right, Kristen.
I hope the second and third stories are true, so I will also say number one.
Kristen goes for number one as well. Care to make it unanimous, Ted?
Well, it's kind of too obvious. That's what I'm afraid of, but I'm going to go with the group.
All right, Ted goes with the group, even though it's too obvious. That's because it is. Story one is our fake news story of the day. Congratulations, Ted. Your winner of a 100th anniversary T-shirt and coffee mug, which will put you on hold to tell you how to collect your prize.
Will you stand against these onesies?
Yeah.
Stand against the onesies.
Hillary Clinton is a liar.
And she has a onesie.
We have a classic exchange from RFK Jr. and Bernie yesterday.
Oh, that's a great story. Yeah, it was beautiful.
That's coming up in the next hour.
Do you have 20 seconds for a quick Charlie?
I do.
Take 27 seconds.
I was looking for a Corvette, so I said to Charlie, I said, how about the people at Suburban Chevrolet? He says, go see him later. Go see him. So I walk up the steps to the dealership. Guy was at the door. How you doing? I said, good. I said, Charlie sent me. Because that's what he said in his ad.
Right.
Tell him Charlie sent you. I said, Charlie. He goes, Charlie who? I said, where's the general manager? So he goes and gets me. He says, Chuck Corey. I said, fine. I said, you better clue this guy in. He said, why? I said, I just told him Charlie sent me. He says, Charlie who? He said, the guy, I need to see you in my office.
Oh.
And Ekman was ticked.
Yeah.
I'll tell him. I'll straighten him out later.
So you got that employee in trouble?
Not really.
Oh, sure, Chuck.
I ratted him out. But so what? That's my job, isn't it?
Was he fired?
No, he was not.
Okay.
But he knew who Charlie was after that.
Did you get the Corvette?
I did.
All right.
Really? Did you get a discount because you made trouble?
I did.
The moral of the story, if Chuck shows up mentioning names, just make sure he gets in.
All right. I was just being polite.
Pass him off to somebody else.
Pass him off. I have to tell you another story about Nationwide up on Timonium Road.
Yeah, you pretty much have gone through every dealership in the area, I think.
He's trolling for a car.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He'll have it shipped down there.
And back in the days of Luby Chevrolet. Yeah. Very nice people on Monument Street.
Little weasel.
Right. Little weasel, shut up.
That's Little Weasel.
Little Weasel, you that's are you talking?
Your day is coming, buddy.
That's Little Weasel.
Oh, yeah, I guess it is.
Your day is coming.
Little Weasel Pontiac on Rolling Road, a great old dealership.
Right.
Yeah, there was a guy out on Brentbrook Drive that, never mind.
Well, I used to be the spokesman for the folks over Bob Davidson, remember that?
Yeah.
I bought a car from them once.
Yeah. Because John Berkridge, he's no longer there.
My boys I played golf with.
Yeah. Schwing.
All right. I think we've exhausted all of our mentions. Yes. Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that.
A lot of chips in the game.
Indeed.
Now.
7:50. Yes. 10 before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. More of your calls and comments. And talk a little bit more about cash and Tulsi on the Hill.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Oh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Messenthorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Jim White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111. Your creator gave you the unique ability to be hypnotized. I specialize in addictive drugs, cigarettes, vape, alcohol, cocaine, oxy. It doesn't make you do it. It helps by taking away the craving, want, thought, desire, urge, need, taste, and smell. 410-661-1111. do it. It's fantastic.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
The Great Scale Model Train Show this weekend at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The biggest model train show in the Mid-Atlantic with fun for the entire family. Door prizes, acres of operating model train layouts, and special sale prices. Let's go to the train show.
Charlie Kirk here. I'm proud to announce I'm joining the great lineup at WCBM. Join me this Sunday afternoon at 4 for the best of the Charlie Kirk Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, very full hour coming up between 8 and 9 this morning. We're on to 8:35, of course. It's on the house. Nina Mangione, Delegate Mangione, will be joining us. And right after the top of the hour, Kathy Zulega, her new bill in Annapolis intends to protect girls from having boys play in girls' sports. Look forward to both conversations come up right around the corner, right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now it's 7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is. Give me a free car, Whitaker.
What's this one?
Just give me a free car.
Yeah, call me today, boy. Southbound 95 has completely recovered from that broken-down vehicle that was in the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So, again, if you're thinking about 895, I wouldn't right now because 895 is still slow well before the O'Donnell Street ramp. 95 has all four lanes open if you want to move over there. And then we're looking really in good shape this morning right here at the big ramp area in the Sky Ramp, 95, Russell Street, 395. All the lanes are open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, Chuck, Joe and Arnold says, guys, you have a true gem in Chuck. Whatever you are paying him, it is not enough. I like to say we think of Chuck as a treasure.
Yeah.
Yeah. He should be buried somewhere.
That's nice. That's nice. Maybe today.
Yeah.
You never know.
You know, it turns out those guys in Oak Island, they were looking for Chuck the entire time.
Every time I drive past Loudon Park, a guy runs out of the gate and says, why don't you come in?
And so they found fish vomit or something.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. We'll see you in a couple. Thanks so much,
yeah,
Chuck.
Yeah, okay.
Forecast.
That's nice.
Rain on and off throughout the day today. 53, the expected high right now. 40 and cloudy in Bel Air. 42 in Pasadena. Alice is in Catonsville. Good morning, Alice.
Morning, Alice.
Oh, good morning, fellas. I love listening to you guys every morning. and I'm sorry I missed the state of the steak or whatever it was you guys had the other night.
Yeah, we can't, because you weren't there, we canceled it, Alice.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, you weren't there, you and your husband weren't there, so we said, well, the hell with it. Why bother doing it? Alice and James aren't there, we're done.
Nobody wants to go out in the cold and the dark, right? So you guys have gone way past this, so you're really sweet to take my call. But I was, you know, you were talking about the traffic being bad, especially around, you know, the D.C. area. And I, 1980, I'm 16 years old, and I get my license. I grew up in Montgomery County, northwest of D.C. And anyway, was on the Beltway a lot, you know, during the Reagan years. Lots of jobs came to the, you know, federal government because he cut taxes. Anyway, I will tell you that it's always been bad. I always tell people, if you're going to go on the D.C. Beltway, it's not for the faint of heart. And I also tell people that, you know, when you're on that beltway, especially, it's not rush hour, it's rush hours.
Yeah.
Especially on Friday, it can go from 3 to like 7 p.m. easily. So, you know, you have to be very careful when you're on that.
Absolutely. Slow it down. So. Leave for plenty of time because there's just no telling. I mean, right. I've seen it on Saturday afternoon where it's like you don't think there's going to be traffic. And guess what? The 695 backs up, especially on the west side. But I got to tell you, whoever designed 70 into 695, you know, coming there is because you come right off 70 and immediately you go from three lanes to two lanes to one lane.
One lane.
Right.
And
right.
that backs up for miles, especially during right. rush hour. Somebody wasn't thinking when they designed that one. That's for sure.
Well, I think that 70 wasn't supposed to end there.
Yeah.
So that might have something to do with it. But anyway,
Alice,
but thanks, Phyllis.
Thanks so much. Awesome. Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening. As always, appreciate it.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Tulsi Gabbard. Yesterday, one of the things I've enjoyed about seeing that the nominees are doing is they're standing up to the bullies in the Senate on each of the hearings. And she did yesterday. She was asked a question about, before we put you as a DNI, are you beholden to Russia? Really? This is her response.
I'm offended by the question because my sole focus, commitment, and responsibility is about our own nation, our own security, and the interests of the American people. In carrying out the responsibilities of the Director of National Intelligence, if confirmed, no country, group, or individual will get a pass. In my fulfilling that responsibility of providing that full intelligence picture, so that you all can make the best informed policy decisions for the safety, security, and freedom of the American people.
No, that to me, that's a great answer. That's a perfect answer. Of course, it wasn't good enough for the number of senators who asked her the same question over and over again in one fashion or another, Sean, during the course of the hearings. And we kind of expect that. The Democrats were on this. We're going to prove that Tulsi Gabbard is actually a Russian spy kick, which is kind of hard because you'd think that if she were, that she would have been passing on all the secrets. I'm quite sure that she is a commissioned officer in the military would have to her disposal.
She threw Obama under the bus as well. I mean, basically saying that, she's no fan of any of these dictators in the Middle East, but what happens when you overthrow these regimes and these dictators, be careful who's going to come in and fill the void, and it largely was radical Islamic extremists like Al-Qaeda and ISIS.
Yeah, I mean, the old lesson is be careful what you wish for, because it could very well happen. You overthrow them, and then all of a sudden you have people who are, look, the mad mullahs in Iran. You go back to one of the earliest ones that I can recall,
right.
And that's exactly what happened. She also said there's been enough misbehavior in previous administrations that she wants to address when she's in her new position.
The American people elected Donald Trump as their president not once but twice. And yet the FBI and intelligence agencies were politicized by his opponents to undermine his presidency and falsely portray him as a puppet of Putin. Title I of FISA was used illegally to obtain a warrant to spy on Trump campaign advisor Carter Page, using a Clinton campaign-funded false dossier as their so-called evidence. Biden campaign advisor Tony Blinken was the impetus for the 51 former senior intelligence officials' letter dismissing Hunter Biden's laptop as disinformation specifically to help Biden win the election.
And that's what it was all about, Sean.
Yeah, indeed it was.
We have more Cash Patel coming up for you next hour on here.
And Delegate Kathy Zuliga on the Fairness in Girls Sports Act. Don't forget the Best of Morning Drive, available at WCBM.com. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rex Thomason. A pledge from the head of one of the lead agencies in the investigation of the mid-air collision near Reagan National Airport.
We are going to leave no stone unturned in this investigation.
National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homedy.
We are going to conduct a thorough investigation of this entire tragedy, looking at the facts.
No survivors. 67 people died in the collision of the American Airlines regional jet and the Army helicopter. In the wake of the disaster, President Trump ordered the FAA to hire personnel, including controllers, solely on the basis of merit and skill, no DEI hires. New painkiller, one without the risk of opioid addiction, wins FDA approval.
It's made by Vertex Pharmaceuticals and called Journavx. Dr. Charles Argoff at Albany Medical Center.
Not only is it a non-opioid medication for acute pain, which is the first that's been approved in decades, but it also allows people a new option. And each of us are different. and we need as many options as possible.
Dr. Michael Hsu at the Mayo Clinic
really works on the peripheral nerves, less so than like an opioid that would work centrally in your brain.
The new drugs for short-term pain that often follows surgery or injuries. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump about to make good on his threat of tariffs on Canadian and Mexican imports.
I'll be putting the tariff of 25% on Canada and separately 25% on Mexico. And we will really have to do that because we have very big deficits with those countries. Those tariffs may or may not rise with time.
And barring any last-minute compromises, those tariffs take effect tomorrow. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 144 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 168. S&P futures 29 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
Good Friday morning, folks. It's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here is our traffic person, man, thing, Chuck Whitaker.
So the backup at the Old Harbor Tunnel now is improving. At one point, was backed up to Urban Avenue, and now it's a little bit slow south of O'Donnell Street, but it's moving nicely now into the tube on 895. Fort McHenry Tunnel next door, all four lanes are open, no issues there. So much better than it was about a half an hour, 40 minutes ago. Maybe a new wreck in Timonium-Conkeysville area. I think I just heard Baltimore County going out Pedonia Road. I believe they're going to be just to the east of York Road in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Big changes over the weekend, starting with the rain today. It'll be with us off and on through the day. 53, then cooler, drier weather over the weekend. 46 Saturday, 44 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 40 degrees. Downtown Baltimore currently are looking at 42 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Governor Wes Boer has ordered a top-to-bottom operation review of the Maryland Board of Morticians and Funeral Directors. Review comes after at least 18 bodies were found at Heaven Bound Cremation Service that had not been cremated, and some had been sitting there for almost a year. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott says Baltimore stands with D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser and the entire Maryland-Virginia community following Wednesday night's deadly mid-air collision near Reagan National Airport. The mayor offers his condolences to all affected by the tragedy, and he is deeply grateful to the first responders for their unwavering dedication. Howard County Board of Education has voted to prohibit the use of cell phones during the school day for all students. Under the new rules, elementary, middle, and high school students must silence their phones and put them away from the first bell until the last. Students will be able to wear smartwatches but can only be used to check the time. Multiple agencies will join forces today to begin pulling wreckage from Wednesday's plane crash from the bottom of the Potomac. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Navy, Coast Guard, NTSB will all be working together to remove that debris. And a Baltimore judge has sentenced Joseph White III to 40 years in prison for pushing a man onto the subway tracks at the Shot Tower station in 2023. Christopher Foster was that man. He died after he fell onto the tracks and was electrocuted when he hit the third rail. It's 8:05 at WCBM lottery numbers. Pick 3331. Your pick 4052. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I'd think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the headline story this morning in Baltimore continues to be the allegations of sexual impropriety leveled against Ravens kicker Justin Tucker. As reported by the Baltimore Banner, six massage therapists in the Baltimore area have accused the Ravens kicker. The alleged incidents reportedly occurred between 2012 and 2016. That would be the first 5 years Tucker was in the league. Tucker released a statement himself vehemently denying the accuracy of the Banner's reporting, calling it desperate tabloid fodder. Lawyers interviewed by the Banner say the statute of limitations have expired. There is no legal case to be had here. Tucker, however, could be subject to discipline under the NFL's conduct policy. The D.C. plane crash on Wednesday night just ripping through the world of elite figure skating. The Skating Club of Boston confirming that six people associated with it were on the plane. In the D.C. area, at least eight were on the flight, including 12-year-old Olivia Turr, a beloved member of the Tucker Road ice rink in Prince George's County, and Alexander Sasha Kirsanov, a longtime coach at Ice World in Harford County. The Capitals, who fell last night 5-4 in overtime to the Senators, will pay tribute when they return home Saturday night against the Winnipeg Jets. And finally, Dick Button, two-time Olympic gold medal winning figure skater and longtime commentator on the sport, has passed away. Button won gold medals at the Winter Olympics in 1948 and 1952. The five-time world champion was 95. Coming up at 8:35, lacrosse season starts tomorrow. And that is Stein on Sports.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the largest scale model train show in the Mid-Atlantic, with more than 700 tables of trains and train-related items. And this weekend only, we're offering locomotive repairs and conversions to DCC exclusively at the Great Scale Model Train Show. Special family prices, free parking, and kids under 16 are free. Let's go to the train show.
WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 3 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM. In Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. Well, President Trump called it a revolution of common sense. Hopefully some of that will rub off here in Maryland.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Where 76% of Maryland voters oppose having biological males compete with girls in sports and have access to their locker rooms and bathrooms and restrooms, etc. That's three-quarters of Marylanders. Delegate Kathy Gillig of the Maryland Freedom Caucus pushing House Bill 156, Fairness in Girls' Sports. She joins us on our Newsmaker Hotline. Delegate, good morning and welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you guys.
So what exactly does the Fairness in Girls' Sports Act do?
Well, it's very simple. Try to keep it as simple as we can, right? It just says that junior varsity and varsity high school girls' sports are just for biological girls. That simple.
That's pretty straightforward.
Very straightforward. It is not passing this bill discriminates against biological girls who have worked really hard. I mean, we all know competitive athletes. I was an athlete. One of my sons played college baseball. when you get to that level of competition, you have sacrificed a lot. You've given up vacations. You know, you've dedicated countless hours to your craft, to your sport. And to have a boy step in who is biologically stronger, faster, taller, bigger, it's unfair. So we've seen it happen. I put this bill in, I think, about 5 years ago for the first time, and people laughed at me. I mean, they were like, oh, this is a solution looking for a problem. And I said, no, it's happening. And over that amount of time, look how public support has grown for this measure. Mm-hmm. 83% of African Americans in Maryland support this bill.
Yeah, just amazing. Now, what about enforcement of this? Because I think, you know, on paper, it sounds good, and you think people would self-police, but is there any enforcement provision or mechanism as far as, you know, or do people have to check, or how is that being handled?
Yeah, that's funny, because that was initially, you know, one of the threats against my bill was like, oh, you know, you're going to pull people's pants down and blah, blah. I'm like, no. Every athlete has to have a physical to participate in the sport. So you go to your pediatrician, and yeah, he or she fills out this form. And it says on the form in a number of places, male or female. And there are certain questions asked to females that clearly aren't asked to males about their cycle. You know, it's a very straightforward, biological, believe the science report. So if there's a question, then that form can be looked at, just like there are questions about age, right? You know, some kid looks like he's 21, and, you know, the other team says, I don't believe that Bob's 17.
Right.
I want to see it. Or if there's a residency question, because that's another thing. Oh, this team's recruiting, you know, kids from Montgomery County to play on the Howard County team. So there are other issues that can be adjudicated this the same way, exact same way. We respect the privacy of all players. And, you know, it's a private and simple way to have things done.
Delegate Kathy Shalega is with us. Please hold on for a moment. More to come. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now it's 813. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
A little slow pocket on the Beltway, interloop through Green Spring over to the JFX, and then beyond that, it looks like it's fine. They're just responding to starting down the hill towards Falls Road and through that area. Everybody else on the Beltway is good. Hartford Roadside and even the west side, and we look down towards the southwest side of the Beltway in the area at the BW Parkway, and again, it's cloudy and there's been some light rain different areas, but that area of the Beltway southwest side still looks good. That was a wreck on Pedonia Road. It's about two blocks or so east of York Road. Local traffic, definitely a heads up there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says rain on and off today. Could be heavy at times. 53 for the high. We're expecting some light rain in the next hour. 42 in Ellicott City. And right now it's cloudy. 40 in Stevensville. On our newsmaker hotline is Delegate Kathy Shalega. She is the vice chair of the Maryland Freedom Caucus in the House Bill 156, Fairness in Girls Sports. I know you had a hearing this week, Delegate, yet the public was not allowed to testify. Is that a rule, or are the Democrats playing games again?
Well, the chairman, we have six committees in the House, and there are four in the Senate, and the chairman can set some of these rules. So the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee has ramped up this, quote, sponsor-only thing. My committee doesn't have any of this. So when would you want something to be a sponsor-only? It would be if a bill in the House and the Senate are exactly the same, the House had a full hearing on the bill, the Senate bill comes over to the House, you would just have the senator come testify. You wouldn't need to hear the entire bill all over again. You know, so there is a place for a sponsor-only hearing, but doing it on these kind of bills is really, I think, you know, democracy dies in darkness. It is not right that the public is shut out. I have spoken to the chair and expressed my concerns. I've had the opposition to my bill call me and say, this is wrong. I'm like, I agree. I don't know whether they thought I shut down the, you know, the discussion. But interestingly, as I'm waiting for my bill to be heard, the bill right before mine was the chair's bill, which was to require gender ideology be taught in all public schools beginning in pre-K.
Wow.
So hers is sponsor only. That shuts out parents that don't like that. And she specifically called out Carroll County, and Carroll County isn't doing this. Well, good for you, Carroll County, because your parents don't want you teaching Sally when she's five that she can be a boy. Like, nobody wants that. So she's using this, I think, to shut down conversation and to speed up their committee hearings. And I told her, this is the people's house. We should be here. We're only here 90 days. This is your, this is our job, to listen to the public and to let them come talk directly to you. What are we going to wait for a girl to have her teeth knocked out by a boy in Maryland and then she's not able to come talk to the committee? You know, it's just not right.
The idea for me has always been bizarre, that we would force young girls to share locker space with young boys. Having been a young boy once myself, I think this is just morally is very questionable, if not just flat out wrong. And the justification that, well, the rest of the team, all the girls on the team, have to somehow just grit it out because there's one boy who thinks he wants to be a girl for this sport. So we can't inconvenience that individual. Balancing those rights, it seems to me you go with probably what is normal and natural, wouldn't you? But apparently not.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've, of course, been called every name in the book. When I first put this bill in, the Baltimore Sun ran an editorial and called me the most homophobic, transphobic legislator in Annapolis. Of course, I laughed. I'm like, okay, I want to keep girls' sports just for girls. Makes me, you know, homophobic and transphobic. I don't think so. It makes me pro-girl, pro-female. So, you know, they say you're discriminating against trans. I'm not. I think not passing this bill discriminates against biological girls. So lawmakers have to make a choice. Are you going to discriminate against biological girls and their competitions and their records and their scholarships and their privacy? Or are you going to discriminate, quote unquote, discriminate against trans and tell them they don't have a right to be there? Look, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. But on that latter point that you make, Delegate, I think it's a very salient point because it is discriminatory. It is discriminatory to that girl that loses a place on the team to a biological male. She's lost an opportunity to compete for her school and for herself. It's discriminatory in that she might lose a scholarship yep. opportunity. So are there any thoughts about filing a lawsuit based on that kind of discrimination?
Well, I will tell you that I've had many parents come to me privately and tell me this is going on. But they're afraid to speak out because, you know, we all care deeply about our kids. And, you know, these parents don't want their kids to be canceled. They don't want their kids to be called all the names that I'm called. You know, it's easier for them to just, you know, complain at home and not publicly complain. So we are going to see this, unfortunately. You know, the Democrats, they're eventually going to pass this bill. I mean, I'm going to bring it back until they do. And once we have a girl that has standing, who has the courage to yeah. stand up and wage a lawsuit, absolutely. And I hope it's not with a girl that's harmed or injured, like the volleyball player in North Carolina.
Yeah.
You know, a high school girl, a boy playing on the other team, just so people know, the net is lower for girls than boys. So we've already decided girls get a lower volleyball net because they're not as tall, not as strong. They don't jump as high.
Right. About 30 seconds left, Delegate. How can our listeners help? What can they do?
Well, you know, follow me on social media, Kathy from Maryland. Send an email to my office. We're going to have a bill hearing in the Senate in 2 or 3 weeks. If you send your info, we'd love to have you come to a press conference. We're hoping to get Riley Gaines there. you know, we're really going to have a good showing in the Senate. And let the media know and let the public know that you're with us. Girls
very good.
Need to be protected. Yeah.
Fairness in Girls Sports Act, House Bill 156, and Delegate Kathy Zuliga, thanks for leading the charge on
Thank
that.
You so much.
Thanks, gentlemen.
All right, we'll see you later. Have a great weekend. Take 21. Joining us now, once again, our Vinny Steele, CEO and broker of the, you know, Vinny Steele, of course, the your home sold guaranteed realty company and realtor. And Vinny's with us as he is each and every Friday. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday, and I just want to say our thoughts and prayers are with the families that that lost loved ones at DCA this week.
You bet. Absolutely. So last week we were talking about your Fix It to Sell program, and it really sounds like a great solution for sellers out there who would like to get as much money as possible out of their home.
Yeah, Sean. You know, buyers today are willing to pay a premium for homes that have been updated and look and feel a certain way when they walk into the property. But the opposite is true for a home that's in disrepair or needs significant updates. It can sit on the market for months and months, or the seller has to sell for way less than what they had expected.
Okay, that being the case, I would think that with the interest rates being as high as they are, buyers might be a little more picky in choosing which home they're going for.
Yeah, Bruce, you are spot on. You know, when money was cheap, you know, under rates under 3%, buyers would just about buy anything at any price. Today, with the cost of borrowing money much higher, buyers are a bit more discerning and tend not to jump on those properties that need updated need updating. So if you think about it, who's going to pay more for your house? The excited buyer or the cautious buyer?
Definitely, yeah. The excited buyer, that's for sure. So that's where you hear those stories, really, of multiple offers on a home, right?
Yeah, Sean. And even though price escalations are not as high as they were in the past, when sellers make simple improvements, the impact can be substantial.
All right, then let's talk about those simple improvements. Give us some tips on what improvements homeowners can make in order to get the most amount of money when they sell.
You know, Bruce, besides decluttering and cleaning, you know, which is, you know, some of the simple things that you can do some, also do some simple bathroom and kitchen refreshes. And this could be as easy as new appliances or just lighting fixtures. Another great improvement is flooring and paint. And with all these improvements, type, color, and finish are equally as important. Our Fix It to Sell program that we've been talking to you guys about provides a list of the most important improvements that you can make to maximize the amount of money that you can get out of the home. So we're going to recommend and coordinate the contractors, and you have the option of not paying anything until you close. So, and the best part is that you receive negotiated pricing. So if you'd like me to come out to your home, give you ideas on what to do, and most importantly, what not to do to be able to get the most money out of your home, you can call or text us 410-709-7515, or you can visit fixittosell.com. That's fixittosell.com, and start packing.
All right, great. Have a great weekend, Vinny. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Guys. Thanks, Mark.
Appreciate
it. All right, we're going. Take 23.
Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a broken down vehicle in the right lane. This is on the eastern shore, 50 westbound, right at the light at 404. So if you're coming into that area from Easton right now, it's a single lane. State highway trucks are behind a big flatbed tractor trailer sitting in the right lane. I guess they're going to have to, you know, probably tow him out of there before they can do anything with it. So it's a single lane to the left. 50 westbound coming up to the light at 404. In the city, an active fire call. They're just pulling up and they're investigating Northern Parkway at Gist Avenue. That's in Pimlico, right around Northern Parkway and Rogers Avenue. Local traffic. You may find some road blockage in that area, so watch out for that. They're working on the wreck, Pedonia Road, just east of York Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
With the channel forecast, rain on and off throughout the day today and a high of 53. Rain moves out late tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, dry, cooler, and a high of 46. And it is, cloudy and 42 in Pikesville, 42 in Dundalk. I'm reluctant to share this story, but it's an important story, and I'm only sharing it. And again, we sort of have a rule. We try to confirm stories with two different sources before we go with it. But I have two different sources that are reporting this story now.
One is talk show host Mike Smirkanish on a podcast interview. The other is the Santa Monica Observer. Okay, those are my sources, and I'm sharing this story. I'm not saying it is 100% accurate or inaccurate. I'm reporting the story because we mentioned yesterday there was an option that this Black Hawk helicopter might have been flown intentionally into this aircraft.
Which is horrifying to think.
It is horrifying. The Santa Monica Observer is reporting, as also backed up by an interview with Michael Smirkanish, the pilot of the Black Hawk helicopter that crashed directly into the jet carrying 64 passengers Wednesday night has been identified by podcaster Luke Ford as Chief Warrant Officer Joe Ellis, a transgender woman. Joe Ellis served in the Virginia National Guard for 15 years and transitioned while serving as a pilot. She had been making radicalized anti-Trump statements on social media. This raises the question of whether this was intentional, as President Trump himself implied. This is the other pilot was Andrew Eaves, I believe, and they kept saying the co-pilot was a woman. Well, now they're saying that this woman was actually a biological male transitioning, or has already transitioned to a woman. So that is being reported by two different sources. I have no idea who was in control of the helicopter at the time. And again, I'm not saying this is 100% accurate or inaccurate. I'm only telling you it's a story that has now been confirmed by two different sources regarding this. And she may not have anything to do with the control of this aircraft, but it is something that I think people should be aware of.
You know, as a piece of a total picture, you have to put the picture together. NTSB goes in, and they will lay out the entire aircraft piece by piece so they can begin to figure out what went on mechanically if there's a problem. This is simply, folks, a piece of information. She may not have been at the controls. It may have nothing to do, if she was at the controls, with her flying ability. Maybe something else entirely. It's just a piece of information. This is not meant to be inflammatory.
Nope.
It's simply meant to be informative. Okay?
And that's all we're doing, because we're looking at all pieces of the puzzle here. The Joe Ellis Facebook page was updated Thursday night with a new profile photo related to the Reagan Airport collision. In an apparent verification of Joe Ellis's fate, her new Facebook profile photo refers to the destroyed flight, American Airlines 5342. So there's a lot to unpack here. And again, I don't say this, as you point out, to be inflammatory, to be controversial. I just am bringing more information out that the rest of the media is not going to touch.
Yeah, and one of the things that I think, again, to reinforce something we said earlier this morning, the idea that Donald Trump said this, there's an impact because of DEI on this stuff. That impact began in 2010 and in 2013 when Barack Obama shut down 36 different air traffic controller schools because they were too white. And that's literally what happened.
There's also three other stories involving trans violence. One is an attempted assassination plot from a trans individual. Apparently there's a trans individual involved in this Vermont border guard. So there's a lot to unpack here, but we'll get more details as we can. We're just throwing it out there for your information.
Grist for the mill, folks.
Law Offices Michael A. Freeman there for you 24/7. Should you need them, they are there to help with serious accidents resulting in serious injury. And they do need, they do know that you need serious legal representation. That's what they've been doing for 40 plus years. And so Michael Freeman and his team, Marcia and Stephen and Rachel Alpert Freeman, all the other associate attorneys and paralegals and legal secretaries, etc., they put your recovery priority number one so that you can focus on getting better, on healing up, getting back to your family, back to your job, back to running your business, all the other priorities in life. So let Michael do all the heavy lifting, because he will. 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203, or online at maflaw.com. It's 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Multiple agencies will join forces beginning today to start pulling wreckage from Wednesday's plane crash from the bottom of the Potomac. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the Navy, the Coast Guard, the NTSB will all be working together to begin removing debris. About 40 bodies have been recovered so far, and officials believe they'll find more when the wreckage is removed from the river. Multiple reports indicate that the flight data and cockpit voice recorders have been recovered. They were taken to the NTSB facility for testing. Baltimore judge has sentenced Joseph White III to 40 years in prison for pushing a man onto the subway tracks at the Shot Tower station in 2023. Christopher Foster died after he fell onto the tracks, was electrocuted when he hit the third rail. White was arrested in Queens, New York, extradited to Baltimore. A hearing is scheduled to take place today to determine if there will be a change of venue in the trial of a man who is accused of murdering Rachel Morin, a Harford County mom of five, on a Bel Air walking trail. Attorneys for the suspect, Victor Martinez Hernandez, say their client cannot get a fair trial in Harford County. They're asking it be moved to a different jurisdiction. A 24-year-old native of El Salvador faces charges of first and second-degree murder and rape. He entered the U.S. illegally after he allegedly killed a woman in his native El Salvador. And this story, Baltimore stands with the DMV community after a deadly midair crash. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott says Baltimore is standing with D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser and the entire Maryland and Virginia community following Wednesday night's deadly midair crash. The mayor offers his condolences to all affected by the tragedy, and he is deeply grateful to the first responders for their unwavering dedication. 8:32 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. In 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and the start of the new year brings promise and possibilities. Yet too often, this enthusiasm is met with pain in our feet, knees, and back. Does that sound like you? Then it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. One of our recent customers, a photographer named Ellie, found relief. Let's hear her story. I've had my Good Feet Arch Supports for about 2 years now, and I can actually walk around all day without feeling like my feet are going to fall off. I suffered from plantar fasciitis and would wake up every morning with terrible pain. I'm a wedding photographer, and if I didn't have these, I don't think I would make it through my 10-hour days running around. These are a total game changer, and I will always highly recommend them. If you're tired of foot pain holding you back, come in for a free fitting and test walk. Our team will take the time to personally fit you for your own arch support system. And you can try before you buy. On top of it all, they're FSA HSA eligible. Put those dollars to use for a pain-free future. Head over to goodfeet.com to schedule your appointment today.
Lottery numbers from last night, 331 is your pick three. Your pick four was 0252. And now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
The heavy-duty wrecker has arrived for this broken-down tractor-trailer. Now it's a big mess right here at 50 and 404 over on the eastern shores in the right lane, westbound 50, and they were blocking the right lane. Now the wrecker showed up, and now they stopped everybody with the exception of 404 westbound turning onto 50. Everybody stopped, even the eastbound side, because the wrecker is right in the middle of the intersection. So right now, no traffic west, no traffic east. We'll keep an eye on it, and as soon as they can, they'll hook him up, get him out of there. We'll come back and revisit that in about 15 minutes. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Big changes over the weekend, starting with the rain today. It'll be with us off and on through the day, 53. Then cooler, drier weather over the weekend, 46 Saturday, 44 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off, free UPS shipping, and add code radio for an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens kicker Justin Tucker releasing a statement yesterday vehemently denying the accuracy of the reporting by the Baltimore Banner. The Banner report alleging inappropriate sexual behavior by Tucker as told to them by six massage therapists in the Baltimore area. Tucker calling the report, quote, desperate tabloid fodder, unquote. Lawyers interviewed by the Banner say the statute of limitations has expired. There is no legal case to be had here. However, Tucker could be subject to discipline under the NFL's conduct policy. To the ice we go, where Ovi inches closer to the record.
Protas back on top for Ovechkin. Alex waits, then fires. He scores! Ovechkin from deep provides that one shot in the arm.
Joe Beninati had the call on monumental Alex Ovechkin goal number 876 of the career. He's now just 19 away from the great one, but the Caps fall in overtime to the Senators 5-4 the final. It concludes a five-game road trip for Washington. They went 3-2. They'll host the Jets 7 o'clock Saturday night at the Capital One Arena. To the NBA we go, D.C. specifically, where the Wiz took their 15-game losing streak to the Cap One Arena. The Lakers were there and extended it to 16, a drubbing. 134-96 the final. It's the second 16-game Wizards losing streak of the season, which prompted their head coach Brian Keefe to say this.
The game was even, I think, for the first 6 minutes.
Unfortunately, the game is 48 minutes that they play.
But they shot, I think, 60% in the first quarter. I think that just continued to bleed over into the second, and then we didn't continue to score, and then the game got a little bit out of reach there.
Yeah, not continuing to score is an issue. A note here, Wiz on pace for 10 wins this year. The record low is 9, set by the Sixers back in 1973. You should know this. In that season, Philly had losing streaks of 20, 15, 14, and 13. The NBA record for most consecutive losses in a season is 28, set by the Pistons last year. The 100th season of Maryland men's lacrosse opens tomorrow afternoon in College Park as the 6th-ranked Terps take on the Richmond Spiders. Terps coming off a 2024 campaign that saw them fall in the national championship game to number one Notre Dame. Maryland has won 31 consecutive season opening games dating back to the 1994 season. The Terps are 95-3 all time in season openers. And finally, with plenty of star NFL players opting out for the 2025 Pro Bowl, 23 of them, in fact, potential Hall of Famer J.J. Watt has an idea. With going 5 alternate deep now, Watt writing on X saying, don't call it the Pro Bowl, call it the Participation Bowl. The two quarterbacks that will be representing the AFC, not Josh Allen, not Lamar Jackson, it'll be Russell Wilson, and you know what kind of season he had, and Drake May of the New England Patriots. That is appropriate, guys. You should just give him a little award, give him a little trophy.
Participation
Bowl. It just can't be the Pro Bowl anymore. That's it for me, and that is Stein on Sports.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at NewNordicUSA.com or at CVS.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com.
It's 8:38, 22 minutes now for the hour, 9 o'clock. Joining us now for the On the House segment, Delegate Nino Mangione, Republican, Baltimore County. Good morning, Nino.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Bruce.
Morning, bud.
As always, happy Friday to you and all WCBM listeners.
Indeed. We've got a lot of bills to talk about this week. Let's start with House Bill 192 had a hearing this week. It's called the No Distracted Learning Act that deals with banning cell phone use. Interestingly enough, there's a story today in the Sun paper on Howard County starting March 3rd doing that very
exactly
thing.
Exactly that, yeah.
So what would this bill do at the state level?
Well, that's a great question, Sean, and I want to get to that in just a moment. I want to say something real quick, that this session, it's been, which traditionally starts out a little slow. This is my 7th session, but I think without a doubt, the busiest I've ever had. I mean, I've had a total of 13 bills this session, and I like that issue just you talked about right there, tackling, you know, trying to tackle these real issues, and these are issues that have been brought to my attention. They impact families, students. I talked about farmers last week. I got one on public safety I hope we have time to discuss in a little bit. This deals, that you just mentioned, with education, a major priority as I work on this very legislation, trying to ensure that schools are, you know, equipping students with the actual skills they need. We talked last week about how I'm going to work on you know, a bill that deals with sexually explicit books, helping parents have a greater voice in their child's education. You're talking about the No Distracted Learning Act, which I'll get to in a second here. And, you know, school safety we talked about last week with the Student Protection Act and trying to keep monsters, literal murderers, out of the classroom like Walter Martinez. Public safety with our bill that deals with sanctuary cities. We are across the spectrum. I'm going to hopefully get into Attorney General Anthony Brown, what a disgrace he's turning out to be in terms of his memo. So I just wanted to make note, I mean, it's been a packed session already, issues across the board, trying to raise these serious issues and deliver results when I can as a Republican in a Democrat supermajority. We always, you know, have to add that in there because it's very difficult. But we're trying to get results that make a difference. And this very bill, we'll start off with HB 192. We have bipartisan support. I was very pleased with how the hearing went the other day. We had the chairwoman of the committee say that this is a very hot topic this session. There are multiple bills that are brought in on this. We were first in line because we made this a priority as we pre-filed it, knowing how important it is. It is common sense, guys, common sense legislation that is a universal statewide problem here that we are facing of kids. And let's be honest, cell phones are a distraction to adults as well. I know they can be a distraction to me, but this is a major distraction in classrooms. Teachers, they've been reporting this. It's constantly students on their phones. It's not just the middle and high schoolers anymore, believe it or not. Younger kids have cell phones now. You know, teachers don't need any more of these challenges. Kids need to be focused. Dr. Miriam Rogers, she's the Baltimore County Superintendent, the highest of high ups in our schools in Baltimore County, multi-billion dollar budget. She straight up told me this is the most important issue when it comes to the students, the distraction that cell phones cause. There are teachers and educators across the state that echo that same sentiment. And again, we put that bill forth the other day, and I think we're going to have action this session on that very issue.
You know, I got to tell you, when I was a kid in school, I was distracted all the time. I was a daydreamer. I'd look out the window, look at the clouds, sometimes pay attention to the teacher. If I had a cell phone, I would have learned nothing because I would have been on the cell phone playing games the whole damn day.
Bruce, it's funny. I'll tell you guys, right? When I was doing that part-time radio show, when Kim was running for office, Kim Klasick, I had to turn my phone on airplane mode or else I could not do show prep because the text message, the phone would vibrate. It's you know what? The only way for me as a 38-year-old adult to focus is turn my phone off. Imagine being a 12-year-old kid trying to listen to the teacher and you're playing on your cell phone, or maybe your classmate is watching a YouTube video and it's loud and the teacher doesn't hear it because you're in the back, but the student next to you hears it. It's common sense. We're working on it, and again, bipartisan support.
Good deal.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there have been several school jurisdictions, delegate that have banned cell phone use, and they've watched their scores go up significantly,
yeah,
and the behavior improve measurably without those cell phones in schools of distraction. We'll talk more about some of these other bills coming up in just a second. It's 8:43.
Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, the man who knows traffic like he knows the back of his hand. He's not familiar with the back of his hand, by the way. Chuck Whitaker.
And by the way, Nino, if you're still listening, Bruce is playing Candy Crush the whole time we're on the air. I didn't really want to say anything. So, nothing's changed. Nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed.
No, you know, he's still five. He doesn't know any better.
Right.
What the hell? That tractor trailer has cleared now from 50 at 404. They reopened all the lanes. Just about now recovered where the backup is gone. So good news on the Eastern Shore. Looks good through Annapolis for the traffic in and around the Severn River Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says rain on and off throughout the day today. 53, the expected high. Rain moves out late tonight and sunshine this weekend. And right now, it is 44 in Pikesville, 42 in Ellicott City. So I want to get this out there quickly before we return to On the House. That is, just moments ago, we identified Joe Ellis as one of the female co-pilots of the Black Hawk helicopter based on reportage, yes, of the Santa Monica Observer and the talk show host from Philadelphia radio station, Michael Smirkanish. That soldier is now on social media speaking out.
She is indeed transgender. Joe Ellis says she has been incorrectly named as one of the Black Hawk helicopter pilots. Quote, some craziness has happened on the internet. I'm being named as one of the pilots of the D.C. crash, she wrote on her Facebook page on Friday. Please report any accounts or posts you see. So we want to retract that based on what was being reported by the Santa Monica Observer and Michael Smirkanish. We do know the female co-pilot was being evaluated by the instructor pilot. I just don't know, have any idea. She has not been named yet for whatever reason.
And I understand that she had like 500 hours of flight
time. 500 hours of flight time.
That's not inconsequential.
No, that's pretty experienced. Yeah. You know, but, you know, so I just want to get that out there immediately, because when others get it wrong and we report it, we want to make sure that you're getting the correct information there. So our apologies for that. Back to on the House of Delegate Nino Mangione. I know you met with Maryland ICE Director Matt Ellison about House Bill 85. Tell us about what that bill is and how your conversation went.
Yeah, Sean and Bruce, very important, and you know, my thoughts and prayers go out to all the victims, and that's an absolute tragedy what happened in D.C., but I know we're, you know, for time here purposes, I want to get right into this. Thursday, I met it was probably about an hour long, a Zoom meeting with Maryland's ICE Director, Matthew Ellison. I mean, we talked about Attorney General Brown, for example, his attempt to not cooperate in these mass deportations of violent illegal aliens. They are violent illegal aliens in the state of Maryland. We finally, we have to make note here, have a president after four terrible years on a number of issues, but especially in immigration. Trump is taking action to remove these illegal alien violent monsters from our community, and he's got warrior soldiers, I guess you could say, like Mr. Ellison. I mean, this guy is the real deal. And meanwhile, we have the Attorney General, who is attempting to throw every roadblock possible in ICE's way. And Attorney General Brown released this so-called legal guidelines urging, or I just cannot believe this, but really just urging local law enforcement agencies to not cooperate with ICE. It's irresponsible and, of course, will hinder ICE agents, put them in harm's way. And Director Ellison, this guy is risking his life with his team. Every day, he was telling me stories on this Zoom. I mean, it was a fascinating conversation with the director. And he was talking about how they're protecting our communities. God bless him. He's extremely vocal. This is important. He had a lot of pride when he emphasized this. He's not political. He emphasized a number of times. He doesn't have an election to win. He says if you cooperate as an elected official, delegate, in a lot of cases, these county executives or mayors, if you cooperate, I'm going to give you praise. But if you hinder our investigations, you hinder our capabilities, he told me, he goes, I'm not saying that Baltimore City did this or that Baltimore County did this. He says, I'm saying this is the policy of Mayor Brandon Scott or County Executive Johnny Olszewski. I'm not saying that that is their policy. I think we know it was. But anyway, I'm just making the point there. But meanwhile, so we know what Anthony Brown is doing. Meanwhile, we have my friend, former colleague Haven Shoemaker in Carroll County. He is actually doing the work of the people here. He released a memo in direct opposition to Anthony Brown, the Attorney General, on how we actually can work with ICE. He came out with a list, for example, honoring ICE detainers, common sense, participating with, I guess he called it a joint task force, where local police departments partner, work together. Again, that's a great thing there. Notifications and information sharing, collaborating, all these things, again, common sense stuff. And I emphasize, this is actually the perfect example when that old saying, elections have consequences. Mm-hmm. You have a guy in Anthony Brown who's released this memo on behalf of illegal alien criminals in our communities. And then you have Haven Shoemaker, who obviously happens to be a Republican, on this issue, wants to cooperate to get these criminals out of our communities. So I actually came up with a bill that is basically, and by the way, guys, the left is lying. They are lying that ICE is going into these churches, going into these schools. According to Director Ellison, that's not happening at all, unless they go into a school, for example, to get somebody like Walter Martinez. You know, Walter Martinez, the same one who raped and killed Kayla Hamilton, mm-hmm. who was attending our schools. But it is a lie being spread by the left, unfortunately by elected Democrats, not just the media, who's dishonest, and we know that. But my bill deals with this very topic
where Director Allison, actually, we talked about, he's going to come to Annapolis and testify on this bill. And what my law will do is it basically removes these rules that stop law enforcement from acting based on a person's immigration or citizenship status. It also bans counties or cities, as what Anthony Brown is trying to do here, from creating policies that protect people in the U.S. illegally. That's with these sanctuary policies. And it says that counties or cities would be required to fully work with our brave men and women in ICE, the authorities there, when dealing with people unlawfully in this country. It is a massive issue right now, not just in Maryland, across the country. God bless Donald Trump for what he's doing. And this bill would only make our community safer by ridding, again, this isn't about children. This isn't about people and necessarily simply here illegally. That's a whole other issue that needs to be discussed. But this is about the individuals who are violent, who are drug dealers, who have committed sexual offenses. And that is the focus. And that this bill, I can't wait to meet with Director Allison again. And I believe we're going to go over some of the testimony when we get a hearing date here.
Sounds good. And that's going to wrap it. Today's On the House with Delegate Nino Mangione. You have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Nino. Appreciate
all right,
it.
Thanks, Nino. 8:51. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we'll discuss what federal employees on the verge of retirement need to be aware of. Mike Kinnett is the founder of ProStatus Financial here in Maryland. He's also a financial planner and estate planning attorney with a master's in tax. Mike, it's already tricky enough retiring from the federal government. Now we have the DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, to factor in. How can this affect soon-to-be retirees? That's a whole new thing to worry about.
And I know there's a lot of negative connotations to this whole thing, and there's a lot of concern about it. And on one hand, I understand the apprehension and fear we have, because how's it going to impact me personally? Am I going to be the person that's let go for whatever reason? I get that fear. Let's look at this as a positive thing, and how do we take that same concept and approach that they're taking with the government? How do we do that with our own personal retirement?
So positive thing, we get offered early retirement.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. Because if you've thought about getting out early, this is an opportunity that you don't get penalized for leaving early. So in order to be able to explore the option, pick up the phone and give us a call at 866-597-1040. For federal employees specifically, imagine if you have a plan in place that you know exactly what your income's going to be and what you're going to need, right? Mm-hmm. We could tell you the best 3 days. We could tell you how much time you're carrying over, what's going to count towards your sick leave and what's going to count for vacation time, and how much you're going to be able to increase your years of service. We could add all that up for you and tell you exactly what that final paycheck's going to be. We could tell you the best day for you to retire. Absolutely.
Call ProStatus Financial today for a free federal benefits review. This is for the next callers who are federal employees and have saved $500,000 or more for retirement. Congratulations, and thank you for serving our country. Now call 866-597-1040 or at ProStatusFinancial.com and click on the Federal Benefits Review button at the top of the front page to schedule a free 15-minute phone conversation. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show. Matthew Graves, who's going to be going to jail. These January the 6ers, a lot of them didn't even enter the Capitol building. The judges involved in this over-punishment all need to go to jail and replace the Jan 6 protesters. And for those of you who said that they deserved what they got, you are intellectually and morally bankrupt, and you are the same people who would have shot people trying to escape between the barriers from East Germany to West Germany. The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, just for his information, there are a lot of really good workout areas inside the prisons. So should our noon to 3 guy have the opportunity, he can continue to pump iron, Sean. I think that's a good thing to do. It's 8:53 right now. Traffic and weather on the 3s, Chuck.
I heard leapfrog was a good option.
Yes, yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No further comment.
Nope, we're not going there.
All right, no.
Yes, Mr. Casey?
Yes, go right ahead. I'm sorry.
Thank you. I'll proceed. 50 at 4:04. All the lanes are open. We just came back to revisit. Big tractor trailer broken down there about a half an hour ago. Really backed us up on both sides. Everybody's good now. 404 coming into 50, and all the lanes are open. Beltway looks good. Nothing major now at the tunnels. JFX is clear. They might still be working on that wreck on Pedonia Road. It was a local accident there east of York Road. Don't forget, Sunday afternoon, starting at 4, construction begins on the outer loop, and 795 will continue through Monday morning. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says rain. That's all you get today, but it's going to be at least 53, so it's not snow or ice. That's the good news.
Yeah.
Columbia right now 42, and rain within the hour, 43 in Annapolis. Going to be a nice weekend otherwise. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're fine. Yeah. What you got on the show?
Lots going on today. We've got two guests today, actually. One is Justin Gallucci. He's actually with the Anne Arundel Young Republicans Club. He's going to tell me about what they're working on currently, because if we're going to win any seats, especially the state delegate seats and the House, or I should say state Senate seats, we're going to get started now.
Yeah.
So Anne Arundel County, apparently they are getting started now. So he's going to come in studio around 10 o'clock. And I'm hoping we can recruit some volunteers to really get started.
Right.
Because I think, I mean, we should be knocking doors and calling voters right now.
Yep. The next election cycle is already done.
Yeah. So why wait? So he'll join us at 10 o'clock. Yeah. Also at 11 o'clock, we'll be joined by a retired Air Force pilot. He's going to give us kind of a perspective on what it's like to be in that helicopter and on a pilot on the flight, because he's done both. So he's saying that there was a lot probably going on at the moment. So he's going to kind of walk us through what might have the challenges they might have faced that night. And then also the big news out of the Baltimore Ravens, Justin Tucker, the kicker. I saw the Baltimore Banner report where there's all these alleged allegations against him, and you wouldn't believe, and maybe you would, the outrage right now online against the Baltimore Banner for writing the story.
Yeah.
I figured they had to write the story. The problem I have with the story is this was events that allegedly took place between 2012 and 2016. It's been 8 years, and the accusers are all anonymous.
Yeah, and no criminal complaint filed with the police.
Complaint.
No business on record as to banning Justin Tucker.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden this happens. Something smells awfully funny.
And the lawyers for the anonymous sources saying they feel vindicated. They'll feel good about getting this off their chest. Meanwhile, they have potentially damaged the reputation of Justin Tucker. And I don't know whether he's guilty or innocent, but he might get the Deshaun Watson treatment, number one. Number two, he's Catholic. He's very religious. He's very tied in with the Catholic charities.
Yeah.
His endorsement deal with Royal Farms now is being called into question. So was this responsible journalism? I don't know.
I don't know either. But I will say the Baltimore Banner, they actually did a video about the story and they posted it on Instagram. They don't usually do videos. So it's almost like they're taking delight in these allegations. But we're going to talk about that and, just the discrepancies between this report versus other reports in the past.
Yeah, welcome to the Duke lacrosse team.
Could be. Could be.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Kim, can't wait for that. That's coming up next. So here's what we do know about the Black Hawk helicopter crew. The crew chief, who was not flying the chopper, his name was Ryan O'Hara, male. The instructor pilot, a male, Andrew Eves. The instructor pilot was evaluating the other pilot, the co-pilot, the female. She was actually flying the Black Hawk at the time it hit the plane. So we don't know her name yet. It's possible her body has not been recovered yet. So that's all that the Pentagon has told us so far. But other than that, both these pilots, both the instructor pilot and the evaluated pilot, had flown this route before.
Yeah, and lots of hours. From what we understand, the pilot being evaluated, the female, had 500 hours of flight time.
Yeah.
That's a very experienced pilot.
That is an experienced pilot, and the instructor pilot had 1,000 hours. But here's the question. What was the helicopter doing at an elevation of 400 feet when it should have been only 200 feet?
100 or 1,000? 100?
100. 100.
Okay.
Yeah. 100 feet.
I just want to be clear.
Yeah. No, it's 100 feet because you got a plane coming in. And by the way, there's a new video out on, it was a beeline. It was a straight line. They either never saw it for some strange reason, or it just was intentional.
No, I realize this is a long-term concern, but yeah. I'm interested to find out why they would be on different frequencies so that the one air traffic controller handling both of them had to switch one frequency back to the other. The pilots could not hear each other,
right.
could not talk with each other, and the air traffic controller had to go back and forth and back and forth. So I want to know, why does that exist in that fashion?
Yeah. All right, thanks. You're off next Monday and Tuesday. We're back, of course, here Monday at 6 a.m. on CBM. Have a great weekend. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you Wednesday.
This is the right choice for Maryland.